cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Ophra. All hail the Ophra.
Wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in London on this day, the 19th day of December in the year of our Lord 2013. The time now is approximately 2 minutes past 6 p.m. here in London and 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are on this planet, we welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because unlike any other, Radio Biafra is heard, Radio Biafra is received, Radio Biafra is listened to across the entire time zones of the world, all 24 of them. And in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, wherever you are, as long as the device you're using has internet accessibility, as long as it is internet enabled, you must and should receive Radio Biafra. We come to you unfailingly every evening, London time, 6 p.m., 7 p.m. in Biafra land. It depends on where you are. As long as you have access to www.radiobiafra.co, as long as you can access us via www.peopleofbiafra.org, as long as you can access us via www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or via Radio Biafra app, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra uninterrupted live broadcast. And should you receive, should you witness, should you encounter any interruption during our live broadcast, please, all you need to do is to refresh your browser. All you need to do is to refresh your browser, or you switch to an alternative platform. You can get us via Radio Biafra app, which you can download from the Android market, as well as iTunes. You can get us once again via radiobiafra.co, peopleofbiafra.org, and indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Once again, we are welcoming you. I am honored. I'm delighted. I am humbled to welcome Barrister Mamezu, who is with us today, and also Carol Monde. Before I proceed any further to make any further announcements or to bring you our headlines with accompanying news summary, I will first of all go to Barrister Mamezu to please acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, everybody, all Biafrans, wherever you are. Worldwide, we have all of you, and we appreciate your listenership. We thank you on a daily basis for joining us as we broadcast. The reason for our daily broadcast is to restore Biafra, that nation that has been undermined, that has been removed from dictionary, from Google, from the map. We are gradually bringing all those information back to you. You can go to Google and see Biafra, no longer underlined. You can go to any particular device to listen to Radio Biafra. We are grateful to God. We are grateful to all of you out there supporting the struggle and the quest to restore Biafra. Don't forget to get your pen and paper. And please, do not forget to to turn off your device once your call has been taken so that we can have some meaningful conversations on how to restore Biafra. Stay tuned. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu. I am now going over to Carol Monday to please accept the very gracious presence of Biafrans and friends of Biafra all over the world listening to Radio Biafra this very moment, please.
Good evening. Good evening, Biafrans worldwide. And as they always say on broadcast, it's good morning, afternoon, because good morning in the Far East and good afternoon in the States, I know. And we know we have many listeners in the Far East, Malaysia particularly, and of course the States are all listening. And welcome to everybody this evening. And I'm here, Carol Monday, in London. Everybody knows me by now. I'm a human rights activist. And I would like to draw attention to Article 2 of the Indigenous Peoples' Human Rights, which says clearly, you are free and equal to all others, and free from discrimination, and free to exercise your rights, to not lose your identity. And that is what Radio Biafra is here. It's trying to stop the identity of the Biafran people being lost within this contraption called Nigeria. Back to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that, and thank you for drawing our attention to the very crucible, the very foundation upon which we base our agitation. People often write to me, they say to me, what do we do if we are confronted by the forces of darkness in the Zoological Republic? What I always say to them is this: you have every right under the sun to agitate for Biafra. You don't need anybody to protect you. United Nations protects you. United Nations declared in 2007 what they referred to as universal rights of the indigenous people all over the world. You have every right under the sun, under this planet, to freely express who you are. We don't want you to commit any crime. We don't want you to do anything untoward. All we are asking you to do is to preach Biafra where you are. Enlighten those around you. Educate those around you. Bring it to their awareness, to their attention, to their understanding that Biafra is our inalienable right. We have the right to be Biafrans. We existed way before the generation that gave birth to Lugard even came. We existed before England came. We existed before Britain came. There is no way anybody can ask us to disband and just go away. No, we are a part and parcel of humanity. We are a fabric of mankind on this earth. There is no way, there is no how, it is inconceivable that we should abandon who we are and seek to be something else. A name that has no meaning. Nigeria, meaningless, absolutely meaningless. We cannot abandon who we are. We cannot jettison who we are. That is why every day without fail, from our studios, from wherever we may be, this very voice of the people who have been bombed, dispossessed, people who have had genocide after genocide committed against them, people who have been marginalized, relegated to the fringes of affairs, both politically, economically, and socially, people whose daughters are being pregnanted around the age of 13, 14, 15 so that their babies can be sold. We are the people who are not allowed to grieve properly for 3.5 million dead. That is why I say, that is why we say all the time that our obligation to the people who are suffering, our obligation to the 3.5 million dead outweighs anything we owe to any human being. Upon their bones, upon their blood, we stand to declare time after time, night after night, day after day, that Biafra must be restored. Not just any Biafra, but one restored in truth and in all honesty. A Biafra where men and women are equal before God and before the law. A Biafra that will bring light to the darkness that is Africa. In a Biafra where we can once again stand tall and say, indeed, we are human beings. What we are pursuing is far more than seeking the freedom for our people. What we are pursuing is a right to be recognized as human beings. Because right now we are not human beings. We are the creation of Frederick Lugard, until we remove that tag, we cannot be considered as human beings. We are not. That is a fact of life, because only God creates a nation. Only Chukwu Abiyama is allowed to create a nation. As with everything that is man-made, the zoo is expiring in a few days' time. Our letters are ready and they're going out to everybody concerned around the world to inform them that we do not intend to go on with the charade. We do not intend to continue with the abomination. We do not intend in any way, shape or form to continue to exist within that disgrace that calls itself Nigeria, that we refer to as the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We cannot continue to pretend that things are normal when they are clearly not normal. This radio station, for those who are joining us for the very first time, we must make it abundantly clear that we are, we must, and we should remain incorruptible. We are incorruptible. In other words, Radio Biafra can never close down. Radio Biafra will not have any dealings with people whose hands have been soiled. We do not deal with criminals. We don't deal with turncoats. We don't deal with people that speak from both sides of the mouth. We don't deal with people one day that are with Nigeria, the next day that are for Biafra. No. We are incorruptible. Nobody can bribe us. Chukwu Abiyama has already given us everything we want. It is now our responsibility and our duty to go and make sure that our freedom is restored as quickly as possible. We are not going to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender. And the reason why we cannot retreat or even contemplate stopping what we are doing is because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We are without blemish. Without blemish. We are here to serve our country. We consider it a unique honor and privilege. We are very lucky. I consider myself lucky, so does Barrister Man Mezu Uchemefo, Ketikwe Nyago Karomonde, Rita Nebuogo, my dear sister Ngozi Mado, and all the coordinators. If you are coordinating, you are a very lucky person. To be called to serve Biafra is an honor. And that is where we must give our life, in service of our country, both now that we are doing this work and even beyond. Because if they don't give us Biafra in peace, we will take it in pieces. As Barrister Imamesu will always say, rather than abandon something for somebody out of anger, we use anger and get it back. We are not going to abandon Biafra. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. The very critical march to go and get Biafra commences next year after the expiration of the zoo. Everybody must be prepared. You must be prepared. And this evening we'll be outlining some of the things that we need to do to guard against sabotage. Some of the things we need to do to ensure that this program, this project continues, this restoration effort remains unstoppable. There are a lot of vultures, very hungry people. They don't understand where they are, and it's our duty to correct them. Thereby, we are welcoming all of you once again. You must go out to tell your friends and your family. Go and tell all those around you. Tell them to also tell their friends. Ask everybody to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to download the app. Ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Everybody who is anybody with the remotest interest in the development in the entire African continent ought to be able to go to the whatever they used to listen to us and to be listening. Tell those around you to listen. Here, the truth is spoken without compromise. Anybody who offends will be laid bare on this radio station. If you do the right thing, we praise you. If you do the wrong thing, we say no to you. We say no to what you're doing. The same way we said no to APC in Anambra coming in and bringing us Islam, we said no to them. Never. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. The time now standing at 14, nearly 15 minutes, quarter past 6 p.m. here in London. We must proceed to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. The Chronicle of the Evil Sect. Why Boko Haram terrorists must be withered. Defection Jonathan Taxon. Court stops Tucker Mark from declaring senator seats vacant. Bribery and corruption in disguise. Okorocha commends Imo NUJ for underreporting of atrocities in the state. Boko Haram terrorists fulfill promises to Bronu and others, United States tells President Jonathan. Clark refers to the zoo as a nation, beckons Jonathan to reply to OBJ's letter in the zoo's interest. Nigeria President Jonathan loses parliamentary majority after 37 MPs defect. APC leaders meet Atiku to consult with Obasanjo soon as well. The plot between Yoruba and Hausa Fulani people are tightening. They will remove Jonathan, and if we don't get Biafra, it is over. Over, completely over for us. We must now proceed to bring you the news in detail. We are all currently witnessing the inhumane and heinous destruction of precious lives of people and property across the country calling itself Nigeria. Igbos inclusive and are the ones who are being targeted. But what very many of us today weren't witnesses to were the hallucinatory pogroms, ethnic cleansing, genocidal perpetrations, months preceding the full-blown war between Biafra and Nigeria, which claimed well over 3 million souls of the people of Biafra, the Igbos, to be precise. Some may have argued, perhaps quite rightly, that the victims of this modern jihad engrossed and enveloped people from this different ethnicity and religion. But the Igbos must not continue to fold their hands, open their eyes and stare as people are being unjustly decimated. The population of the people is currently surpassing 60 million, and because the Biafrans, Igbos especially, are dispersed all over the country, in resilient spirits of both one Nigeria and natural entrepreneurial endowment, any and every event of killing, barbecuing, maiming of innocent people, and the torching of hard-earned properties affects each and every family tremendously and hugely, more than any other people or ethnicity in the zoo. It should be reiterated that the introduction of global communication devices and medium has truly empowered people like us and indeed others to air and pursue our candid focus on how best our society and the world could be bettered, which is precisely what we are doing. Federal High Court sitting in Abuja yesterday stopped the National Chairman of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Alhaji Babangida Tokor, the Senate President, David Mark, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Honorable Aminu Tambuwal, and the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, from declaring their seats vacant when they eventually defected to another political party. The order, which was issued by Justice A.R. Mohammed, was sequel to a motion filed by 79 lawmakers in the National Assembly, including the 22 senators. The order reads in part, the second and third defendants should be asked to maintain status quo on any proposed deliberation to declare the seats of the affected and interested plaintiffs vacant, at least pending the hearing and determination of the plaintiff's motion for interlocutory injunction. Goodness me, all these legal terms. It is directed, it reads, that the parties and in particular the second and third defendants shall maintain status quo on any proposed deliberation to declare the seats of the affected plaintiffs in this suit vacant pending the hearing and determination of the plaintiff's motion for interlocutory injunction already served on them. The judge consequently fixed January 22nd for the hearing on the matter. The 22 senators named as plaintiffs in the case are Bukola Saraki and then all the rest of them, which we don't have time to read out. Imo State Governor Wole Rocha Sokorocha has commended journalists in Imo for being objective in the reportage of events and issues since the inception of the current administration in the state. Okorocha gave the pass mark at the 2013 NUJ Press Week held at the NUJ Press Center, Owerri. He described journalists as vehicles of information dissemination and advised them to embrace objectivity and fairness in the discharge of their duty. According to him, the government is appreciative of their constructive criticisms as it provides the administration the opportunity to take more positive decisions in governance, which is manifest in the array of developmental programs and projects of the administration. The governor recalled that his predecessor had 4 billion naira taken away from the state coffers each year as security vote, whereas the total school fees of all Imo students was not up to 1 billion, adding that it was upon the recognition of that fact that he decided to sacrifice his security vote to ensure that the children of the poorest of the poor could go to school through the provision of free and comprehensive education from primary to tertiary institutions. The United States has urged President Goodluck Jonathan to fulfill his promises to implement developmental projects in the troubled states of Borno, Yobe and Adamawa in order to curb Boko Haram insurgency in the region. The three states have been under the emergency rule since May. U.S. Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Samantha Power, who said this in her opening remarks at a meeting with some civil society organizations in Abuja on Wednesday, also expressed worry about what she called uncoordinated security crackdown on Boko Haram members. This, she noted, had resulted in loss of lives of many innocent people. She said, "The United States is concerned by some of the stories we hear of inhumane detention practices in Nigeria, and I have discussed this with the officials here. Security crackdowns that do not discriminate between legitimate targets and innocent civilians are both counterproductive and wrong." This is the advice from the U.S. representative to the people in the zoo. Former Federal Commissioner of Information and Elder Statesman Chief Edwin Clark has urged President Goodluck Jonathan to reply and address the allegations contained in a letter former President Olusegun Obasanjo wrote to him in the national interest. Clark, who was speaking with journalists at the Nigeria Centenary Lecture in London on Tuesday, said that the allegations, though false, were too weighty for the president to ignore. Jonathan should reply the letter not because of Obasanjo, but for the sake of Nigerians, the Ijaw national leader said. The 18-page letter written to President Jonathan by the former president has continued to generate reactions from cross-sections of Nigerians, with opinions divided over whether the incumbent should reply Mr. Obasanjo or ignore the contents of the letter altogether. Clark, who prides himself as Mr. Jonathan's political godfather, said Mr. Obasanjo's letter showed disrespect to the person and office of the president. "My advice is for Jonathan to remain firm and strong as the president of Nigeria and continue with his transformation agenda," he added. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan lost his majority in the parliament on Wednesday after 37 lawmakers bolted his party for a new opposition coalition, the latest political blow to hit the embattled leader. In a letter presented to the Speaker of the lower house, the lawmakers elected under President Jonathan's PDP declared that they had joined the All Progressives Congress, stripping the PDP of its majority. "The listed divisions in the political party that sponsored our election as the reason for the move. The PDP had controlled the lower house in Africa's most populous nation and top oil producer since the military rule in 1999, but was left with just 171 lawmakers after Wednesday's announcement," is according to the BBC. Ahead of 2015 presidential election, leadership of All Progressives Congress, APC, yesterday stormed the Asokoro residence of former Vice President Atiku Abubakar as part of moves to woo him into the family of the opposition party. Meanwhile, the leadership of the APC disclosed that it had concluded arrangements to meet with former President and past Chairman Board of Trustees, BOT, of PDP, Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, at his hilltop mansion in Abeokuta, Ogun State, as part of its membership drive. Led by APC Interim National Chairman Chief Bisi Akande, the leadership of the opposition political party, which has been moving around the country to get more members, especially from the ruling People's Democratic Party, PDP, stressed that it was determined to dismantle the PDP and rule the country in 2015. Hausa, Fulani people, Boko Haram Party, APC, determined to dismantle PDP and rule. So we cannot allow them to succeed. That is the news we are bringing to all our listeners all over the world on this very day, the 19th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2013. I will now go over to Barrister Manmesu to please give us his understanding of what we are presenting this evening. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the news. Not as much as previously read, but well done for the news anyway. Yeah, let me take issue with the APC, how they are gathering and gathering all their members in order to unseat Goodluck Jonathan. Our advice remains the same. Goodluck Jonathan do not have to reply Obasanjo's letter. He is within his jurisdiction, his power to ignore it. Clark is trying to advise him to reply, though he says it is unnecessary, but he urges him to. We repeat here on Radio Biafra, Goodluck Jonathan, you do not have to reply OBJ's letter. Nobody wrote him any letter whilst he was in power. Nobody wrote to Babangida whilst he was here. Nobody wrote to any of the previous presidents and their vices. Therefore, you will not be the first to reply a letter written by Obasanjo, who destroyed the country, and now telling you all he has done and place it upon your head. That is one. The USA telling Jonathan to do something for the three mentioned states in the north because of the crimes and all the rest of it, I disagree. Goodluck Jonathan is nearly in office for 3 years. Obasanjo was there for almost 13 years. He did not do anything. He did not fix any of the northern states or eastern states or European land. All he was doing, pocketing the oil money and running that zoo like a private enterprise. Why should America advise Goodluck Jonathan to fix those three states so that the problem or the atrocities committed by the Boko Haram will be curbed or will be stopped? I don't accept it. All this while, Imo State, Anambra State, Ebonyi State, who will pride that all these states have been buoyant or progressive? Are we turning out people who are violent? Are we seeing people killing others? Are we seeing Christians in these areas mentioned killing the northerners? No. So why should, after Babangida was there, Abacha was there, Buhari was there, all of them, Shagari, is only Jonathan who is coming to fix something that was there for 100 years. It's now for time for him to go in order to stop Boko Haram. People usually say, no matter what you do for a cyclist, whenever he or she is going home, we'll show you his or her back. No matter what Jonathan will do for the northerners, there will still be Boko Haram. They will not cease until Jonathan is out of that seat. He should not compromise with anything at all. He has even done more since he came into office 2.5 years ago, more than all the previous presidents in that zoo. So nobody should compel Goodluck Jonathan to fix this or fix that. What are those who were there before him? What did they do? Director, let me end up by the interlocutory injunction we were talking about earlier was a mere suspension of any particular ongoing trial in order to finish that trial before taking another case. That is the meaning of that interlocutory injunction. They are trying to unseat those who defected over to APC. So the boss of PDP, Bamanga Tuko, was trying to remove all those governors who left PDP joining APC. He wanted to say, well, if he who goes hunting leaves his seat, he's trying to tell them, while you are going to join APC, your seat will be declared vacant. But the judge says, Judge Mohammed says, we leave this particular matter aside until we finish the main case. So that is the meaning of that interlocutory injunction. He's suspending it briefly until after the trial of the main case. With this, Director, I'm standing by. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law here in England and Wales. I'm now going over to Carol Monday. Carol, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Please go ahead. What do you make of the news you're presenting?
Yeah, the news is very interesting, especially when you read the stuff about PDP and the APC. I think for me, I've read English literature and English language A level, and I still, when I read these things and all these laws and all these things, like, you know, you don't understand it very well. And there's some key factors. When I'm looking at all the news today, I can see so many key factors for Radio Biafra, because when you talk, you know, the barrister breaks it down, you yourself break it down, you know, and I give my view. You can see it in a different way. And I don't think that this is what the people need to see. They need to be able to see it without all the jargon. Just lay it down as it is. You know, PDP has gone into APC. We're going to throw a weapon. And they need to do that because they need an Islamic rule. I want people to understand that Sharia law is based on principles that are found in the Quran. And they're based on Islamic religious and political texts. And in that, there is no democracy. Because democracy means that a non-Muslim is equal to a Muslim, and that will never ever happen. So there's no equal protection under Sharia law for different classes of people. There's one set of laws for Muslim males and a completely different set of laws for women and non-Muslims. And those laws are very bad for non-Muslims. This is why you're having all these problems in the north. The constitution itself is a man-made document of ignorance. That's how the Sharia law sees it. The Constitution is a man-made document of ignorance that must submit to Sharia law. That's how they see it. If you study it, you would understand that that's the way they see it. So if you bring in APC, which is a Muslim tribe, but they're not, go through the people and you will see they're all Muslims. The houses are being funded, you know, to bring it in all the way through. Boko Haram is just the military arm of Hausa, if you'd say. We keep saying that they're a terrorist sect, but we know that the governors are funding them. We know they've got money all over the place and they're funding them. And this is what's happening. They're actually going to take over the whole country, and they're moving in slow every which way. You know, they went into Masob, they went into Bilia, they're trying all different ways possible. Whether they divide it into South and North Nigeria, it doesn't matter. They will still have rule over you. We need to stop it. And it's so key for Radio Biafra to do what it's doing. You know, I came on to Radio Biafra and it was already set up. I mean, I came on earlier this year, I think March, April time. And I've seen so much, and I've seen the work. And even today in the news, the Samantha Powers in the US, you know, she's asking questions. The US are asking questions. They're saying, you know, what's going on? What's going on in the North? Why has this not been stopped? But if you remember back a few months ago, I think there was me and Ucha was on broadcast. The director was in Nigeria. And Nigeria called for a blanket on the news with regards to Boko Haram, because they wanted to cover up what's going on. But yet we're here, and that's what we've got to keep doing. We've got to keep opening it up, because the US is asking questions. Because too many lives are lost. She's right. Too many lives are lost. And the way to do it is to really promote it through the, you know, through the media. With the Twitter campaigning, it went out to, you know, we had politicians talking. We Facebook, yes. Everybody can say yes to just the Facebook. No, it's all around media. Every media that you can hit. You know, we're going to bring up Biafra television, any form of media. Boko Haram hates media because they know it's the one thing that will stop them. If they get enough people, they'll be stopped dead in their tracks. And this is what you've got.
Yes, Carol.
Because it's the Yoruba is split already, isn't it? Anyway, you'll give me your opinion. Back to you, Director.
Thank you very much. It's not by way of opinion, but continuing on what you said and drawing back on what Barrister said and also what we presented a while back. I think it is important for those thinking that the United States of America, you know, the lady said something, and their representative who came there to discuss the issue of Boko Haram and corruption with them. Let's go through it and then sort of delve back with the help of Barrister, of course, to try and make out what the United States are saying, what they are saying in relation to what they have found having investigated, having looked at, having probed the zoo itself that they call Nigeria. This is the news, part of the headlines that we presented this very day, that Boko Haram terrorists fulfill your promises to Borno State and the others around where you impose state of emergency, the U.S. is now telling Jonathan. The United States has urged President Goodluck Jonathan to fulfill his promises to implement developmental projects in the troubled states of Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa in order to curb Boko Haram insurgency in the region. It is now very clear, if you want to get infrastructure, if you want to get development, if you want to get money, pick up arms. That is the only language Nigeria understands. If you're doing softly, you're going to court. You're doing demonstration on the street. Nobody will listen to you from now till thy kingdom come. That's the meaning of it. I'll repeat this first paragraph so people can understand before we then delve into the wider document that the United States government circulated relating to the end of the zoo in 2015. The United States has urged President Goodluck Jonathan, this particular news reads, to fulfill his promises to implement, wait for it, developmental projects in the troubled states, not in Biafra land, not in all other areas, no, but in the troubled states. Go there and develop it. These are the people nobody told our dear U.S. representative Samantha Power that the same place you're talking about in Borno, in Adamawa, and in Yobe, they are the ones who have been drinking the oil. They are the ones who have been managing the economy. Why is it the duty of Jonathan to go and build all those places? When these people have been in power, they developed all their areas, they built a brand new city in Abuja. How many cities were built in Biafra land? Have you been to Bayelsa? Have you been to Delta State? Have you been to Rivers? What is there to show for the wealth that the people that inhabit that zoo have been making from that land? There is no evidence. Now they are telling us to go and site developmental projects. It's something that the British said. We should give them even more money. That the aid they are giving to Nigeria, Nigeria should give 65% to Boko Haram and their sponsors. People forget very easily. That is why sometimes I struggle to understand and appreciate how people reason. Buhari made it very, very clear. If I don't win the election, I will make Nigeria ungovernable. That is the closest you can get to a confessional statement by anybody. We want the United States government focus on Buhari, focus on Atiku Abubakar, on Babangida. These are the ones sponsoring Boko Haram. Go and seize their assets, as you said. Now Boko Haram is listed as a terrorist group. Go and hold on to the assets of Buhari, the assets of Atiku, the assets of Babangida. Believe you me, Boko Haram will die. Not telling us about going to build them more. They have been in charge of the economy. Jonathan has been there for less than, is it 6 or 7 years? So how come it is now up to Jonathan to fix all the ills of that very society? When the same people who are responsible for the current mayhem in the country are the ones in charge of the only, they call us a rentier country. Rentier, people don't know what it means. It's an insult. You only sell one thing to survive. How can you only sell one product to survive in your house? This is only one product you have. You have fridge. You have video. You have DVD. You have flat screen TV. You have computer. Is it only one product in your house? Why then do you want to sell only one product to go and buy every other thing? That is why I question the quality of education in the zoo. You will know that there is something very rudimentary called demand and supply. Very simple. You cannot just sell your oil, and also opportunity cost. Use the same oil from one is the money you got from one barrel of oil to buy vehicles to import. You buy toothpick, you buy long grain rice, you buy Indomie from the same the same barrel of oil, mind you. You bring in DVD, you stock your ShopRite. All those things you see in ShopRite when you go to shopping malls. Where do you think they make them? They are all abroad. They don't make it in the zoo. So you think they will dash it to you when you go there? Something has to give. Is the oil you're giving away to allow those things to come in? It's only oil you have. who has been mismanaging the oil. The same people from Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa. How then are you asking Jonathan to then go and fix all these problems that has been there from time? Babangida is worth nearly 15 billion. Buhari is worth nearly 8 billion. They're all billionaires. Ask Buhari, Babangida, and Atiku. Invest. It's called investment, please, for goodness sake. In the United States, Mrs. Samantha Powers. In the US, people invest. You have investors that invest. All they need to do in the northern, let us give them free economic advice, because that's what I studied, so we can advise them freely. Use some of that billion, please, or the billions you have, Babangida, use it to invest in Borno, in Yobe, and in Adamawa. You have the money already. It's not going away. Nobody's taking it from you. Go and invest it. Build industries. That's all you need. Look for what other people will buy and go inside the industries and build those things. And engage people meaningfully. That's all you need to do. Than asking Jonathan to do everything. He can't do everything. We're not defending him. But it's a fact. It's a fact of life. In the US, you cannot say to Obama, go and develop Wisconsin. Obama, go and develop Florida. Obama will say, we need to build an enabling environment to attract investors. Isn't it? Mrs. Powers, isn't that economics? You build an enabling environment to attract investors. The only thing a government can do is to develop infrastructure, roads, schools, hospitals, electricity, bridges, dams. What else is there? That's their job. So that factories can move in. People can be able to go to school, get medical, appropriate medical care, that's all. But the actual industries itself, there are enough Hausa Fulani criminals, arch looters, professional thieves that have bled the treasury dry. Let them go to Switzerland and withdraw some of the money and come and invest it in their own place. They are the ones killing their own people. Buhari, Babangida, Atiku and other, they are the ones impoverishing ordinary people, not Jonathan. We must get our facts straight. We must get it right. They are the ones impoverishing their own people. That is their excuse for killing us. But before I go into bringing the barrister, I must bring this particular, because people hear about, oh, America said this. Oh, they said that. Have you read the document? Have you read the document? Some of you haven't. Today, we will try and circulate it. In case when Nyagu should be on standby, he will receive this document and she will say, open it and circulate, not link, no. Open and circulate it to people so they will understand what we're talking about. These are the causes of instability. This is according to United States Strategic Studies Institute and the U.S. Army War College. Not us, not Radio Biafra. Anything you're hearing me read out now is from the Strategic Studies Institute and U.S. Army War College. People must listen. You know, that is why sometimes when news and analysis and breakdowns are presented in English language, it's lost on people. It's called lost in translation. Before, because for me, if you speak English to me, I have to then put it in Igbo language and then return it back to English for it to make sense to me. Sometimes a lot of things get lost along the way, like this interlocutory injunction. Can you imagine going to somebody selling pure water on the road and you say today a judge in Abuja granted interlocutory injunction? They'll look at you as if you've gone mad. Do you see why you cannot worship God in a different language? They don't know the meaning of it. Some people think it's just a saying. Let's go back and worship God. Because the language you're using is not yours. It doesn't make sense to you sometimes. Interlocutory injunction indeed. In the zoo. Let us go on to tell you what people said in the U.S. I will never get tired of telling you that this is from the Strategic Studies Institute and the United States Army War College. The causes, they are telling you now, the causes of instability in Nigeria and implications for the United States. This is only the executive, what they call the executive summary. The main body of the text will be circulated very widely. People must study it. if English is not your forte, if you're having great difficulties grasping the meaning behind what is written, take it to your teacher, take it to your uncle, email it to your brother or your sister, wherever they are. Ask them to break it down for you in Pidgin English if possible. Despite the impression received from most new accounts of Nigeria, there is much more involved in the, listen to the English, show, debilitating violence, corruption, and poverty than ethnic and religious fighting. What they are telling you is that what laid the grounds, what watered the grounds for Boko Haram and violence and the eventual breakup of the zoo, and we're grateful to the US for knowing this, is violence, corruption, and poverty. These are the key ingredients breaking up the zoo, not just the mere agitation for Biafra. They have laid the foundations for the crumbling of Nigeria. They cannot blame anybody. And who are those who have been in charge? Obasanjo. All the idiots in APC. All of them in APC are the ones responsible for the state of the country, and they are vowing to take power in 2015. Are we going to wait? Look at what they have done in the past, and look at what they are doing now. Are you going to allow them? No. We must continue to read. The classic concept of political economy, which is what I read, the interconnection of economic and political structures in social formation, helps to reveal the complex interaction of economic, political, ideological, ethnic, religious, and historical factors that interact with each other to create the domestic difficulties in which Nigeria find themselves. We must analyze this very carefully. Barrister, you must listen to me and listen attentively, please. It's important that we understand this concept. It's key to understanding why we are pursuing Biafra. We are now going to prove to the world why we are pursuing Biafra from the perspective, from the lenses of those of them in the United States of America. Forget about Biafra for a moment. Let us now go and address the issue of Biafra from a viewpoint that is alien to Africa and see what they're making of it. I'll repeat what I said. I'll repeat what they wrote down. The classic concept of political economy, for those who understand this, is the interconnection of economic and political structures in social formation. It helps to reveal the complex interaction of economic, political, ideological, ethnic, religious, and historic factors. If you now ask yourself, Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
You must be close to me, please. Very, very close to me.
I am.
If you look at all these indices as listed out by the U.S., all these factors they listed out, that is how you know when a country should be together or not. If one of them is missing, if you don't share the same value system as somebody else, you cannot form one country. That's what I'm telling you. And they are, for you to be in a country harmoniously, your economic, your political, ideological, ethnic, religious, and historical factors must be the same. If any of them is missing, you cannot be in the same country. If you look at the issue of economy, we are laissez-faire free traders, so to speak, people of Biafra. We do buying and selling. We believe in trading. We believe in personal ownership of property. We believe that people grow up to better themselves. We believe in what is called free economics. In the West, laissez-faire economics. Demand and supply. That they are the rules that govern everything we do under our economy. Even before Lugard came, we had private property. The same thing cannot be said for Hausa Fulani people. Very clear. It's rank adede. One person steals all the money, you come and sit around in the morning and you are drinking tea. That is all they do. We go over to the issue of political. We believe in live and let live. We are Democrats. We are Republicans by nature. If you go to the North, they are not. They are feudal, not even monarchical like the Yorubas. They are feudal in their structure. If your father is a Megad, all their children will be Megad. If he's a Memarawa, whatever, the people that carry water, their life is finished. That's all they will do. There is no personal aspiration. There is no hope to climb up the ladder to be like other people, unlike where we come from, which is Biafra land. Ideologically, our worldview is different. We believe in something which we encapsulate in an adage. Regardless of how low you are, everybody is entitled to the opinion. That's our ideology. Fairness and justice and equity is the ideology of Biafrans. Is that what you have in the north and in the west? The answer is no. In the west, even before you speak, you have to lie down on the floor before a fellow human being. We don't bow before another person. We respect you. We don't bow before you. Is it ethnic? We are not the same people, are we? Look at the Hausa person there, you know you're not from the same ethnic family. Is it religion? Why did we kick them away from Anambra? APC. Why did we say no in Anambra? Is it history? Our history are not the same. We existed before they came. They came from the Sahel region. They are not original to that part of the world. The ancient map of Africa had Sudan in it. It had Guinea. It had Biafra. It had Ethiopia. All these people came. They are not part of us. They are not originally from that very place that today that they are claiming. But as with everything in life, is a fact of life. We must make it very clear. Barrister Mamezu, please, these are the factors we are presenting. These are what United States government are saying. That these factors are irreconcilable. You cannot reconcile them. You cannot. You can never. One semi-illiterate Nigerian wrote to me and said to me, how can we try and say this when Gowon did the same thing that Abraham Lincoln did by trying to keep, they wrote again, you know, they don't listen, by trying to keep United States as one. The answer is here. I said to the man that wrote to me, before the war was fought, before America's war of the banishment of slavery, it wasn't a civil war, the war was fought, a group of people who are behaving like Hausa Fulani people said, no, we want to retain our slaves. The same way that Hausas are saying, we want our Igbo slaves to be with us always. And others said, no, you cannot enslave a fellow human being. It is against natural justice. It goes against the very thing in the Constitution of the United States of America, which you people signed up to, that all men are created equal before God. How then can you justify the keeping of another man as a slave, as a domesticated animal? That was all. The argument was won by the North, and they went on to win the war. That is not the case in the zoo. It is because, barrister, you can now understand why what happens when people try to interact in English language. Sometimes extremely difficult for those of them who are not polished or enlightened to understand. What do you make of what the analysis we are presenting regarding what the United States government are saying about the imminent collapse of the zoo, please?
Thank you, Director. All I will say is that you have brought this particular episode, you pieces it, you analyze it. In fact, you look at it microscopically. Let me go to a different dimension. First, when I spoke, I told you I don't accept what Mrs. Powers says in terms of good luck going to develop the three cities in the north. Director, you see, people can write. People can televise. Here on Radio Biafra, we don't look at things romantically. We don't take issues cosmetically. We surgically and clinically look into them so that our people will understand our own point of view or our own viewpoints. We see things, we take the bull by the horn when we explain where we are coming from. Director, as far as I can remember, since after Mbakwe came, for example, in Imo State, and gone, There has not been any other governor that demonstrated to look fine. Apart from what Rochas, who came yesterday and introduced free education. Prior to that, every governor will come, take their own money, everybody go away. In Anambra, Peter Obi was busy building hotels and mansions in the north, in Abuja, but his people are in destitute. Is he Enugu? Is he Ebonyi? Is he Abia? None of all these cities I'm mentioning to you has ever seen the light of progress. None. Why? Because the governors have been at the seat of the affairs. They've been taking money, looking after themselves only. There was an Hausa boy, if I can remember his name, Adams, who called 2 weeks ago that if he has the opportunity, he will go and kill all those Hausa men, Buhari, Shagari, Abacha, Babangida. Why? Because all these men are not putting any infrastructure in the north. They left their men to be doing shoe mending, shoe making, and picking hides from snake skin and all the rest of it. No single industry established. It seems to me that this Mrs. Powers was not well informed. This Mrs. Powers was not well informed about what is happening in the zoo. For her to stand and introduce or instruct Jonathan to go and look after those three cities so that there will be Boko Haram will be minimized, we don't accept it for a minute. The reasons why we will not accept it is all these cities I mentioned to you in the east, the only city as I talk that has the viability of progress is Akwa Ibom. Who is building it? The governor of Akwa Ibom State. Every other city in the zoo, all of them are underdeveloped. Buhari came and gone. Shagari came and gone. Babangida came and gone. Abacha came and gone. All of them putting money in their own pockets. Why didn't the Easterners turn into terrorism? Start killing people in order to show that they're impoverished. Why is it that, Director, I can remember 3 months ago, I said it was said on BBC that the northern states are underdeveloped. Who are you telling this? When did Goodluck Jonathan take into office? When was it? For him to start building the northern. Director, take, when you go home again, try and visit Ogoni, where the oil is coming from.
I've been there, Barrister, I've been there.
There is no direct bridge going there.
There is no road, no water, no school, nothing.
Go to Ijo, where the oil is coming from. There is no motorable road in that area. Why are the Americans not telling Jonathan, develop this thing because this is where you came from? Why must everything be centered on the Northerners? They have criminals there, they have killers there, they have people who chop people's heads there, they have terrorism. Why must you appease wickedness? Why must you appease bad things? Because the Biafrans, we are very quiet, we are very serene in our approach of everything. We are too quiet. Again, it brought me into Christianity. You gave us the Bible, but you are marginalizing and killing us. Those who carry arms, carry Quran, are the best people to look after. These are the reasons why Biafra must come to stay. If it doesn't, as I always say, all of us will die there. Because the injustice is even becoming more injustice. For the Biafrans to stand aside and the food that all these men are looting or percent of them is coming from the eastern soil. Yet we are left unattended. Now the people supposed to be looked after now are the governors who are contributing absolutely 0.5. You don't know about economy of scale. When I was at the University of London School of Economics, we are told about economy of scale. Do your best where you know you can do. Get the next country to supply you what they do best. Economy of scale. But those who are really new, remember, they have 2% to go to university. Before you go to university in the Eastern State, you have to have 128, 127 in Boronu, 2%. In Sokoto, 2%. In Maiduguri, 2%. In Yorubaland, 120. But the Easterners, we have to. If you have 127, you are not going to university. But those who are less of humans are the ones ruling, controlling your economy, killing you, beheading you. They are still the people we have to pander to. They are still the people we have to sympathize with. They are still the people we have to empathize with. Why? Director, my happiness is this. The UN has given us the mandate. We have to govern ourselves. The Europeans, 2006, given us the mandate. We have all this. It's up to us to implement what we have and what we know as Biafran, as people, marginalized people, killed, people denied all their rights. Look at, what's his name? The guy from Aniocha. He's in prison in this country. Has this guy stolen more than Babangida? Has he stolen more than Obasanjo? Has he stolen more than Tinubu?
No.
But all of them are going around trying. But this guy is here in prison.
Ibori should be released. Ibori should actually be released.
Ibori?
They should release him. If you want to, because what is good for the Gees is also good for the Ghana. Why don't they arrest all? Tinubu has an account here with HSBC Bank. Stolen money. Why is Tinubu not in prison? But Ibori is in prison because he's a Biafran. He's in prison. We don't condone anybody stealing. But
Tinubu's account has been shown as evidence in chief, printed on Facebook. Is there anything hidden again? Look at Obasanjo, which is daughters, and his sons, money everywhere. They are the owners of that zoo. Well, do you know that Obasanjo suspended all the containers loaded by the Biafrans? Most of them were left in wolf,
yes,
rotten.
Yes.
Nobody compensated them.
Of course.
Nobody took Obasanjo to court. Why should the Biafrans suffer and resuffer and suffer again? Director, we don't have to listen to any country because they're not helping us. Look at our brothers and sisters, they're running all over the place. Tell me, when they see police, immigration, they run away. If these people we can't take refuge in their houses, in their homes, are looking after us, then we take solace in that area. They are victimizing us. Where we came from, we are being killed. Why should we remain quiet and die stupidly? Why? Director, our transmitter ought to go home. We have to do what it takes. Our people are suffering. Immigration is pursuing them everywhere. And Mrs. Powers is telling good luck to go and repair some. When all these men are in power, good luck was sent in secondary school. he's a young man. He was still in secondary school. How old is he? Babangida, who says if he doesn't get in 2015, Nigeria will die. Babangida is hitting 80-something years. How old is Obasanjo? Old man who's supposed to die and buried somewhere still want to talk. If they've been there and there is improvement in the nation, at least you can give them a simple and single credit. But none of them, all of them are Pilopa in their developments. Gulod Jonathan came yesterday and everybody is giving him hassle because he's a Biafran. They're plotting, they're arranging how to move him, how to eliminate him. I told Gulod, bite the bullet and declare yourself. Leave the rest for us. But let me get here before I get to that momentary hyper.
I won't even allow you to, in fact, you're going to get even more hyperactive in a second. Stay where you are, please, because once enlightened, our lines are going to open shortly. Please, people should try and bear with us, because this is important. It goes to the heart of the problem. So when people say to you, oh, is America with you? Is Canada with you? Just go and print this particular text from the U.S. Strategic Studies Institute and send it to them. They will see it. This is America's understanding of the problems in the zoo. We must continue to read. Barrister, don't go anywhere, stay where you are. This is according to the U.S. government. The mismanagement of the distribution of power and allocation of state revenues from abundant energy resources creates deep fissures in Nigerian society that threaten the integrity of the state. These basic causes account for Nigeria's poor record of economic development as a rentier state. Control over state power and resources have become the surest way to wealth among Nigerians, to the detriment of their economy and their welfare. No, not me. The only way they can make money, the only way they can become rich, is to go and steal. That's what the Americans are telling you. You're telling me that American Senate, American Congress will stand in the way of anybody seeking to get out of this nonsense? Is there anybody telling me that? That America will stand in the way of any right-thinking person seeking to extricate himself or his family or her family from this mess we've just read out. This abomination that calls itself Nigeria. Beyond me. The lines are now open, please. But before then, I will go to Carol Monday to see what she makes of what we are bringing. The number to call, as usual, is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. Alternatively, you can call us on Skype as well. Just add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Add Radio Biafra. That's all. You can call us. Both lines are now open. But before I take your calls, I'll go to Carol Monday. Please, Carol, what do you make of what you're presenting so far? Please.
Yes, very interesting. You say the US said money from abundant energy sources.
That's what they said here.
I had to laugh when I heard that because it basically means that they've robbed the money from the oil. We heard this the other day at NCP, how much billions have gone missing. So all your assets, they're robbing them. And the US know this. The US said it will break in 2015. They already predicted this long ago that Nigeria would break in 2015. So they're not going to stand in the way because they've already predicted it. And like they say, this in the country's in a mess. And it's true. I was listening to you about the fairness and ideology, that everyone has a voice. This is what upsets me on Facebook. Everybody does have a voice. It doesn't matter if they're the enemy or not. If they're on there and they want to have a say, because we've got nothing to hide. We're not hiding in the shadows. We're here to give it in truth and honesty. Because the Igbos were democratic. I'm a democratic person. The Igbos were democratic before the Greeks. You say it all the time. And a democratic religion such as Christianity or Igbo tribalists cannot live with an undemocratic religion such as Islam. It doesn't go. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work. The jigsaw doesn't piece together. Break it up. Back to the callers.
Thank you very much. We must take their calls as well, please. And rightfully so. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Amaka, calling from Norway.
Amaka from Norway, please go ahead.
Amaka
from Norway, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Brother, you're doing a very good job, and I'm calling to congratulate you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Calling to give a commentary, because there was a place you said the translation from English to our own mother tongue at times makes things disappear.
Of course.
So I also want to encourage you to sometimes break it down for us, either in Pidgin or in our own mother tongue, so that those who don't understand the Oyibo English will equally understand our own and follow up with what you're telling us or what you're broadcasting.
Thank you very much, Amaka.
Continue the good job.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. That was Amaka from Norway. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, and that is what we are going to do. Our lines are open everywhere. Amaka is the first caller today. So also is our Skype line. So also is the line for the coordinators. All our lines are open for anybody with a view, an opinion, any suggestion, any advice to give. Any way we can go forward to get Biafra is where we are here. So we welcome all your views and your opinions. After all, this is your radio station, and the name is Radio Biafra. There are not two on this earth. Only one. Only one Radio Biafra. And we must continue to preach the truth to our people. Based on this document and what our sister said, I'll just give a very brief example as to this lost in translation that I'm talking about. If you look at the grammar deployed here, they said, making a very potent statement that will carry a lot of consequence in the United States, but for Africans, maybe a bit, for everybody. Those who are educated is not a problem. Those who are not is a very massive problem. Let us go and take this call from Skype, and then I shall go to it. The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good evening. This is Oji Chidebere from Malaysia.
Please lower your system. Turn your system low, please. Lower it if you can.
I've done that, director.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Director, I must thank you this night. You've spoken well, and I must thank all the board of Biafran board over there in the UK, and thanks our main man here, Ikechukwu. You guys are doing a very marvelous job. Director, the other day I was about to ask you about, there's one issue that came up. Someone was asking me about in Asaba, that's Delta side.
Yes.
You understand me? The boundary, I even sent you a WhatsApp message, but he didn't reply me there. So the guy was asking me whether I know the boundary over there over there in Delta State. I said, I don't know much.
Boundary between who and who?
I mean, between the Biafrans. I mean, after their own site, that's from the Delta State, that side of Delta State. So he's asking me whether I know where their boundary is from Igbos, Biafrans, and the northern part. Maybe towards that side of,
Igala people.
Igala people. So please, Director, can you elaborate us more on this, please? Thank you so much, Director.
But you mentioned their name. If you're traveling from Anioma, and you're traveling, and the next village is Igala people, then you know you have
really like boundaries. Like Iboko from that side, he said like Iboko, are they among us?
No, they are not among us. The people have argued this before. They are not, Igala is not part of the family. They are not among us, no. We have a lot in common, but they are not part of the four sons that were had by Eri when they came to that part of the world. They are not part of us. We don't have blood lineage with them.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Our boundaries to the west starts from Ebanke in Edo State.
Uh-huh.
That's where Biafra starts from. All the way down, you keep coming. All the way to Opobo. All the way to Boni. All the way to the present day Bakassi. They are Biafran territories.
Okay.
That is the way it is.
Okay.
If you're going up north, anywhere you get to, you no longer have Eke, Orie, Afo, Nkwo as your market days, you are on your own. You have crossed outside Biafra.
Okay.
That's the way it is.
Okay. Now, thank you, Director. You're a good lecturer. Please keep on. We are listening to you, okay?
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for your call. There was somebody on the phone. I don't know if we still have them. If he calls back, I'll take his call. There was a call here. That was why we didn't take it. We asked the caller on the phone to please call back again. If you call back, we shall interrupt any call and try and take yours, please. It's important. You call us back again. The caller on Skype, you will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, they have gone.
Hello?
Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
I'm Dogwa, I'm calling from Oslo.
You're calling from where?
Oslo.
Oslo. Norway. Is in Norway, is it?
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Raise your voice. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for the job. Well done. People of Biafra in Oslo, we have their meeting on Thursday. Our coordinator will call you and inform you more about the meeting.
Okay, that is okay. Thank you very much. That is in Norway. Norway is having their meeting. Thank you very, very much for that. Oh. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they have gone. Maybe they are testing out our lines to see if that will go through. We have somebody call us from +34. We want them to please call back. They tried. We want them to call us back. If you're calling us on Viber, we'll try and get back to you. We have a caller now on Skype. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm Dr. Churchill Ibokwe calling from Jamaica.
Dr. Ibokwe from Jamaica, you're welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Director. I want to thank you immensely for the great deal of work you have been doing for us, and also Imam Mezu, Uche Mefor, and Carol Monda, and the rest of the editorial board. I really want to comment a little bit on the headline news of today. You know, it's very, very disheartening and very, very annoying to hear Samantha Power saying what he said concerning Boko Haram. I cannot believe that somebody of his person and her status will say that. Where in the world have USA, United States of America, declared Boko Haram a terrorist country? Where in the world today have America went to build the terrorist territory, place, to appease them, to stop terrorism, to stop insurgents? Where? They've never done it. They always fight them arms to arm. And they're now telling President Goodluck Jonathan to go and uplift the three northern states and build it so that to stop insurgency. That is unheard of. That is completely unheard of. I don't know. It must have been the Hausa Fulani oligarchy or whoever, the northerners, that must have fed them with those wrong stories. From which perspective she was saying that? That is totally and completely unacceptable. And Goodluck should be aware of this. You know, it's high time he sits up. It's high time he sits up and take a decision. He needs to re-strategize. Look at what is happening today. They've lost. The PDP have lost the majority seat now in the House of Representatives. All these things are political gimmick. The Northerners are head bent on taking him out of that seat.
And they will succeed if we don't take time. They will succeed.
Exactly, and it is high time that he sits up and take a decision, because there is nothing Goodluck will do today that will appease the Northerners to allow him to sit there. Nothing. After all, he is the one that have given the Northerners what their brothers for over how many 50 something years they have been ruling them, they have not given to them before. Goodluck gave it to them. And nothing that he would do today that will appease them, even if he wants, let him build the whole of Northern State to be like gold and silver, they will still not appreciate it until it's out. In fact, they won't even like it. They won't even want him to educate his people, because they will know that if they educate their Northerners, they will be wise and know what their leaders are doing to them. And they will start putting resistance. You see, they will never allow that to happen in their place. So Goodluck should know and sit up now. See, the game, they are bent on sending him out of that place. And it's high time he just take a decision, declare Republic of Biafra, and just let damn it. Because guess what? Now, it's either they want him dead there, or they overthrow him, or they will impeach him. That is what is going on in the National Assembly. And that is why Tambuwa was saying the other day, his Goodluck's body movement is showing all what Obasanjo wrote to him in the letter. Since when did we start watching body movement? People still commit atrocities, do all sorts of vices, open broad daylight. People see it. Nobody say anything. Now we are watching body movement. Not what anybody did, but just body movement. This is unbelievable. It is only in Nigeria you'll be hearing that kind of a thing. When Obasanjo was in seat there, he sent Chris Oba, ordinary car washer, to go and kidnap a sitting governor, Chris Ngige. Kidnap him and cut an old castle Chris Ngige as governor. And Obasanjo was there. Governor never said anything. And nobody said anything about it. And nobody said anything about it. Okay, all right, now, see what is going on happening now. Obasanjo, the daughter, wrote a letter, 16-page letter to him, and she is cursing, and even calling the Vanguard people bloody idiots. Bloody idiots, because they called to confirm him that they should have called before making the letter
public. Meanwhile, you went and met another person's letter, the president, sitting president, commander in chief. You went and make his own letter public. He or passenger is the worst bloody idiot. Not even the Vanguard is calling him bloody idiot. That's to tell you what is going on there. People do all sort of evil, and look, good luck should sit up now. Him and the Ejirika, they should know that they are not achieving anything. These people are going to make sure bed bent unless they are ready to sacrifice their life, and that's it. But they are ready to make sure that he never succeeded in 2015. And this is high time they should start planning on how to declare Republic of Biafra and when to declare Republic of Biafra. Because that is the only salvation they have. That is the only salvation they have.
Why is it that nobody ever mentions the indiscriminate and deliberate targeting of Igbo traders in the north? How come nobody talks about us? Nobody.
No, they don't say about it.
Nobody wants to talk about, are we less than animals? That no, people don't know that we're the ones being killed and being targeted? Don't they know that? Don't they know? They kill us and
nobody
put our bodies in the
about
mosque.
It.
And they put bomb there and blow it up and say, oh, mosques were attacked as well. That is what they're doing. People don't know this. But we shall tell you the truth. It's uncomfortable, but we're telling you. America have analyzed Nigeria. Let any that want to see the American senator or House of Reps member that will say Nigeria should be one, then we'll tell them that we too are also educated. We are learned people. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling from Jamaica. Thank you. We have a caller on the phone. Are you still there?
Yeah, director.
You're a good man. You're a good man. You called back. Give us your name once again and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okudrechukwu from Barcelona.
From Barcelona, please go ahead. Okudrechukwu, go ahead.
God bless you, dear friends. Director, it's on the phone. All these things here for. Amen.
No, raise your voice and in English, if you may, please. Raise your voice, even if it's broken English. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
It's all right. What I'm saying is, when you look at what is going on in that House of Rep, you find out that he has been a long time. Whatever they call his name, was it? I don't want to know because Mohammed have not.
Why is your voice all of a sudden very low? Why is it so low?
Can you hear me?
It's better now. Are you running from immigration?
No, I'm above immigration.
Exactly. Now you're speaking like a Biafran. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
No, director, what I'm talking about is, you know, all this. I was telling him is only Mohammed. And you know, Mohammed have no destination. So all this man in what I call his name in the House of Reps, the spoken chairman, that I booked. When you look at him, we know that man have already had this bad intention there for a long time. And when they look at Jonathan, they see Jonathan as a mumu. But Jonathan is just looking at them. I wish they are not in my queue, because if they are not in my queue, I know how to handle them. You see, these people, they have taken what are required. And the Americans itself, talking about all this blah, 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 they are talking. America and the British always have interest where they are making money. In my life, since I've been in outside, I have met more than 20 American Marines outside. And I meet about 7 Igbo people in that Marine. So, but since I have seen them, I haven't seen anybody come from northern side, answer Mohammed or Ishmael. Coming from Nigeria as a Marine soldier. So what I'm saying is this. Their friends to wake up and stand. Since today, I'm not happy since I saw in the news about this Department of PDP to APC. Because when you look at that cave, you find out that they have no constitution, even in their party. How can you become PDP? You get into power, you trip from PDP to APC. Look at the animal law. They don't have law. It's animal law.
There is no honor among thieves. No honor among thieves. That's how you know
that. Is it. You know, when you look at the I have seen them. Those big cities, I see them all the time. And when I see them, where they talk, I will be asking myself, is he the senator? Is this person, is he a social person? I will just touch myself and say, leave these people, they are animals. There is nothing we have common with Islamic. I am totally against it. I have lived in Tripoli, Libya. You see, when they're talking about this fighting of wars in that cave or liberation of Biafra, we will not take time. When that war comes, then we know we stand it. Then we think that this is Biafran War, 1964. Then we see that this is Millennium Time. Obasanjo is not far to get. Atiko is not far from to get. Bulgaria is not far to get. After all, there is one CP who died last time. One Igbo man, then killed him. A whole CP of police, they killed him. A class of all these ones, what they are using? Is it not police? And if you are running away of kidnappers, what I'm saying is, then they never hear anything and they never tested any bullet in their life. The only soldier turned to command. But when they are in war front, then we know that the time has come. And the America itself, Boko Haram is terrorizing them, checking them. Then we do this, then we do that. They are afraid of Boko Haram. That is what the America is. America always have interest. Anywhere they will make money, then goes there. So what I'm saying is this: I am not fighting Biafra in afraidness because I born as in Biafra. I think I born after the Civil War. So I am one of the people who go and die and come again. So now I come back again. I come to take whatever belongs to me. Look at that America talking about. Go to Texas. All the whole oil pipe goes to every citizens of Texas. They get penny from it. That's why they are laughing there. In that Biafra, are they getting anything from the oil? No. So why America we have concern by talking about Boko Haram? Because they want to save their ammunition. But the time is gone. Their debt is expired. So, Director, I am very, very happy for what you are doing. The most important thing I'm praying for, and I know that God have already stand for us, and God will restore us back, because what will happen in that cave when time comes, it will be like Israel and Afghanistan, I mean Palestinian, because America don't have power when Israel is. But America have power where Palestinian is. So when Biafra come, America will have power where Northern Africa is, but they will not have power where Biafra is. This is how it's going to be. But Director, may God bless you, and bless every Biafra, wherever they are. Biafra is our strength, and God is our leader. At the end of the day, we will see the light of Biafra through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. You've spoken very well. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us as part of our presentation this very evening, we are also reviewing, we are also trying to interpret the executive summary of the Strategic Studies Institute and U.S. Army War College on the Zoo. That is what America is thinking. What we are asking today is, we are asking Britain, we are asking America, we are asking France and China, would any of you want to live in a country like this? That's a very simple question. I solve a lot of problems by asking the most mundane questions. Is there any senator, Clifford, the Iranian, and our people in the U.S., and they point, this must be sent to the senators, ask them, would any of you wish to live in a country like this? That's all, and our case is made. And we have won. Very simple. We want to tell them we are educated people. We are learned. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, because we are Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Dan, coming from New York.
From where, sorry?
From New York.
You're calling from New York. Your name again? Your full name, please, if you may.
My name is Dan.
Dan who?
From New York. Yes.
No, you said Dan. Yes. I said Dan who? Dan, what is your surname?
Oforma. Dan Oforma.
Oforma, that is better. Oforma. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I was just calling to congratulate you. And also to let you know that you are not alone. Also, to the way you speak boldly on issues that our corrupt leaders have keeping under their mask. Also, I love when you garnish your words with Igbo proverb, because you know, when I look at back on their records, sometimes it makes me sick. Makana, in Igbo language, you said, I want to know about geography.
Yes.
You know, we will prevail because when she's having a fly at you,
you say?
Any word they did, I'm just supporting you because we used to say, I'm getting it. I don't know, and I'm
That is correct. That is correct.
They knew what they did, and now they rise up against our leader. So I'm just thanking you. I love the way you speak boldly on issues that nobody can talk about. I love this forum, and I'm supporting you 100%. And I would also like to listen and spread the message all over the world, so that people will listen to this forum. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. He's calling us from New York. Anyway, he has spoken like an Oforma. I'm not sure he's related to our benefactor, Chukwudi Oforma of Australia. He's calling from New York. We welcome what he said. And we must proceed. We must continue to bring this analysis to the attention of our people. Have you people seen how we have won over the United States? You don't have to do too much. I'm going to lobby this person. Let's lobby them. That is bunkum. This is their paper. They produced it. Send it back to the senators. Make sure that Clifford Iranye and our own Dr. Justin Akujieze, let us get Odenigbo to write a foreword to this very piece. He is eloquent and well read. We must do what we did before. We must say to U.S. senators and the House of Reps, this is your own report on Nigeria, not us. You wrote it yourself. Now, what we're asking you, the final paragraph on the letter should be, would you wish any of your children, your brother, your sister, your mother, and even yourself to live in this type of country? The answer will be no. If you don't want to live there, why do you want me to live there? Do you see how we make our case for Biafra? Very, very simple. We use what people have said about us to the I have Barrister Mamezi with me. So all the time I am listening to a lawyer. I learn from lawyers. They are inquisitorial, I know that is true, but that is how you get at the truth. Ask United States government, the Senator Obama, the wife, the children, everybody, would you wish to live in a country like this? Very simple question. If the answer is no, why do you want me to live there then? Do you see how we have made our own case? Very neat and very simple. Because we are Radio Biafra. Nobody quite does it like this. No, they won't. They skip it through. As Karomonde is commenting, they skip it through. When you hear about fissures, when they're writing this and say, oh, that is fissure. If you look at it, just fissure, yeah? It means that the problem is so endemic. It goes to the heart of the society itself that nothing can cure it. Nobody, even Satan himself, has given up on the zoo. Lucifer was asked to come to Nigeria, and Satan said no, he's not coming. Satan is afraid of Nigeria, because Nigeria will even corrupt Satan. That's how bad it is. Nobody in their right senses will want to live there. Anybody who lives there is lower than an animal. Anybody that refers to him or herself as a Nigerian is a certified mental case. Is not well. You cannot believe in something that somebody created. Nobody creates a country, a nation, I must say, apart from God in heaven. Only God determines that a country should be created or a nation should be made. Not somebody. Oh, why is it then? That's the question I'll ask them tomorrow. Do you see how we can get the British? Very easy. If you want us to be together as one loving, caring family, how come you are allowing Scotland to determine if they want to be part of UK or not? Is it a simple question? Very easy questions. And you see them running away. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Whilst we prepare for Mr. Manmizu.
Yeah, Mr. Moderator, good evening. This is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, from your surname and your
I'm calling from Barcelona. I'm calling from Barcelona.
From Barcelona. Emma, what is
Emmanuel
your surname?
Ikechukwu Uzoma.
Go ahead.
From Imo State, Idato. So I thank you people very much for all your effort. It's not easy to organize people to come together. All your crew, we are hearing you people sound and clear. I've been trying to reach you people, but all the same, I thank God that today I'm able to get you people online. So, as a matter of fact, when I read it through internet yesterday about through BBC.co or something like that, I saw that some 37 House of Rep have defected to other party. Well, I came to research about Nigeria, knowing fully well that Nigeria we are living, it has been the theory, it's a conspiracy theory by the Southerner of Sokoto then, because I can read from him, his statement, he made a statement that, quote, the nation called Nigeria should be an estate of our great grandfather, Othman Danfodio. We must ruthlessly prevent a change of power. We use the minority in the north as a willing tool and the south as a conquered territory and never allow them to rule over us and never allow them to have control over their future. From Sir Ahmed Bello, Southerner of Sokoto, from Parrot newspaper, October 12, 1960. Then I came to search about how Nigeria was modified. They used the military then to give themselves advantage over the Southerners, more especially the Easterners. We are having 5 states. Talk of all the northern states in the region, they all have 7 states. This is a sham from those Igbo country. They use that to manipulate everything. Like what is happening today, the Jonathan-led government, they are trying to tell him that we have the figures. Even though you people have the population, but we have the figures. As you see today, what is going to happen with the Biafra, we must fight to the finish. We are not going back, because our going back will be disastrous to us. So I want to say it categorically that I am, and my children will be, they are all Biafrans. I never believed I'm in Nigeria. So I want to thank you people, and also pray the Chukwu Abiama to help us, give us the courage and zeal to fasten up this sin. Thank you very much this evening.
Thank you very much. Barrister Ma Mezu, are you with me? Is the barrister with me? I was hoping that Barrister Mamezu will be with me because we need to analyze this very issue. It must be analyzed. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. We are Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, no, they're not there. They are not there. They've gone. They have gone, which is unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Ebu Director.
Yes, my dear brother, please, your name and where you are.
May the peace of the Lord be with you, Evil Director.
Thank you very much, and I say amen to that.
In the details of the PRO from Indonesia.
The world is listening to you, our PRO in Indonesia. Please proceed.
Director, I'm very, very happy about your efforts in this struggle. I appreciate that, and I thank all of you, the editorial board, and especially to Karomonde. Then what I have to say, there is one proverb that says, "Norman milinwe la ajuju, ojuku sinandi banyada kwa mili, mabu noluho hanonu, mbe mili adhanoku, ohada kwa di mili." You have spoken very, very well. All programs, I follow them. But the problem, the people you are speaking to, have they heard what you said? The senators are defecting to another party. This is party, all of them fought very hard to build that party, and they were boasting with this party. But because a Biafra man has come to that seat, they want to destroy that party completely. Because of that Biafra man or that seat. And the Biafra man, what is he saying? I remember when the former aviation minister, made a statement that Jonathan is going to break record by 2015. I read the topic. Then I wanted to, when I was reading the letter, he said that Jonathan will be the first person to be sent packing from Aso Rock. This is what people are saying, and you think they are joking, and they are showing it, they are proving it to you, and he is still there. Even Yejirika, he think he is the army boss. He is not. When the army listen to you because there is unity, because they want to listen. Hausa Fulani don't know about that. What they hear only is their language. Well, even the military people, they are defecting going to Boko Haram. They are joining Boko Haram, and he is not listening to all these things. He is not even noticing all these things. He keep on saying he will fight to make sure that Nigeria become one. It will be a very shameful thing to him that after all shouting, after all doing all this our effort, the Hausa Fulani will still kill him like they killed Irosi. It will be a very shameful thing to him.
Oh, so as they killed Chupo Kadigbo.
To start doing something now, this is the only time. If they don't do it now, they will live to regret. If they are not killed, they will live to regret. That is my contribution.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you once again. This is your radio station. We come to you live and direct every evening without fail, at least evening in London. That is, please, 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 whatever you're doing, inform your friends and your family. Tell all those around you our lines are going mental this evening. Let's take this call from Skype. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Onebu from Germany.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Please, before you continue, I've been asked to ask you a question. Are you part of the family in Germany? Are you part of us?
Oh, my God. I'm 120% Biafra.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm very glad and I'm very grateful for the beautiful work you people are doing. And what I wish to ask is that, are we doing this with a good faith, or are we doing this to lead up to our expectation, or are we doing it to finish the work, or to go, or not to finish the work?
Do you want me to answer you?
Yeah, sorry. You can go ahead.
Yes, we are fighting this race. We are in this battle to finish it, not to stop halfway. Okay. We must make this very clear. Okay. I said to you before that when we started, a lady wrote on Radio Biafra London Facebook group. I'll never forget.
Yes.
She said,
yes.
She just came and she said, a champion is somebody who fights and wins. If you don't win, if we don't get Biafra, every effort is in vain. We are not here for adulation. We are not here for accolade. We are not here to become famous. We are not here to do anything else other than to get Biafra. Only when we get Biafra can we truly be called freedom fighters. Only when Biafra comes. Right now, you can answer that name. It's provisional. It's not confirmed. Only when you get your country. We intend to stay on this race. We intend to fight it and we intend to win it. That is why we are not interested in anything material. Akonobanko, it doesn't bother us. We don't need it. We're not doing anything with it.
I'm very grateful for this answer. Because why I'm asking is that I've been living here for more than 20 years in Germany. I'm calling from Münster in Germany. That's Nordrhein-Westfalen. Why I'm asking this is this. You know, and I know, when the Nigerians... Nigeria Eagles are playing. They play very good when they started. But when they started drinking the oil, then they cannot be able to move up their foods and their stomachs. So, what I'm saying is this. People whom we are saying that they are to represent us, are they going there with good faith? Or are they going there to drink oil and then to leave their foods?
Then you kill them. That is your duty. We'll build Biafra in such a as we are now. And you call it in here, which is nonsense. We stay Biafra, Biafra today. And tomorrow, and you see, and tomorrow. Sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm with you. I'm with you, my dear.
Now, what we want people to do is this. We want to use ourselves as an example. Any day we come to you and we start talking, you know, we are not sure anymore. We are now not going to get Biafra this way. Let us try sitting at home, sitting on the main road, going into the farm. Let's try and go for a swim at Ezu River. Let's try and be close to this governor or that governor. Let us now follow Ohanaeze to meeting. If you allow us to leave, that means you're foolish. I expect myself to be killed.
You know that when you call a person his father's a person that you look like your father, that person will be very glad. As if I go out and wherever I go out here in Germany, I say that when a person says, where do you come from? I said, from Biafra. If that person don't know, then I have to explain to the person what and who is Biafra.
I'm listening.
That is what I normally do. So I'm very grateful, my dear, and then I'm in any way we can support, and then this is my contact, and then we can go ahead. I'm ready.
If you are in Germany, you'll be seeing me in the next few days. Yes. I'm coming to Germany.
Yeah, I'm in Germany. I'm in Germany. I'm in Germany. This is my address. Where I'm calling you now, my telephone I'm calling is my telephone number. It's my address. I'm here for more than 20 years.
We don't have your... You're calling us on Skype. You're not calling us on the phone.
I'm calling now from Skype. My telephone number, I can give it up. That's not a problem.
Give us your phone number on the air, live on air. Give us your phone number, please.
I can give you my telephone number right away now. Code number from Germany is 049. My telephone number is 2541 7377853.
Repeat
that is my private
please.
Telephone number. The number is code number from Germany 0049.
Yes.
2541.
Yes.
7377853. That is my private telephone number.
Somebody will give you a call so you can then join the family, and then you'll be able to join us when I arrive in Germany. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's no problem. You are welcome, my dear.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Please, we ask people to be a little bit patient. We shall come to all of you. We are going to come to all of you one after the other. We are discussing what we should be like, forensic investigators. We have reason, we have ways and means of getting Biafra by winning the argument. That is why we have Radio Biafra. We want to win the intellectual war, the ideological war, the war of philosophical consistency, and ultimately arms, if you were to come to that. We want to defeat them comprehensively. We want to stand in front of Britain and convince them as to why Nigeria cannot stand as a country and win them in their own country. We want to go to the US and tell the US government why Nigeria should not exist, and we'll defeat them based on what they themselves have said, not us. Scotland cannot be given a free ride to determine. This is where Lugard came from. Scotland cannot be asked to have to determine, rightfully so, I must say, their own future within the United Kingdom when Biafrans are not being given the same chance. Do we know the reason why they won't give us the chance? Because they say we are monkeys, we don't think properly. We are savages. We are not human beings. We are not developed mentally to absorb or to appreciate the complexities of modern governance. That is their reason. It is called inverted racism. Oh no, racialism, that's what it's called, not even racism. It is inverted racialism, that's what it is. What is good for them is not good, because you can't understand it. It's like watching somebody eating chocolate. They say, oh no, you don't have the palate for it, you won't enjoy it. Oh, why? No, you won't like it. Allow me to taste it and decide for myself, not for you to tell me. You can't tell me. How come something is good for the Scottish people, whom we like, there is no problem, we like the Scottish people, they are good people, but why can they choose to belong to Britain or not, when Biafrans cannot do the same thing in Nigeria? What is special about Nigeria that it doesn't make sense to me? But Mr. Mames, are you with me?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Director, there is something I want to say in the name of Obita Dicta before I go into the main course.
Please go ahead.
You know, because of your tenacity, you were able to get the brother who called from Germany, the last caller.
Yes.
Because when he came in, you asked him, are you part of us in Germany? He says he 120% Biafran. You let him go scot-free. Because he did not answer the question you put to him. He answered you indirectly. And of course, he's not part of the Biafran in Germany. But he says, I am 120% Biafran. But the question is, are you part of us in Germany? He says, I am 100% Biafran. But people finally got him by allowing him to give you his number, showing that you are still a clever human being. Anyway, that is a bit addictive, by the way. The reality here, Director, what we are pursuing is this. The argument is, what is it that the West are biased on Biafrans? Why is it that they have never reported or said on their television how they have been beheaded in the North? Why is it that they have never commented that our women are raped? It puzzles me, Director. Why is it that none of them has ever said, even a girl, was it last week, who was abducted by the Boko Haram, being used as a sex slave, sending her to go and get our men. And when they come around, Boko Haram will take their heads off. Why wasn't it reported? Why is it that the Americans, the British people, Scottish, French, everywhere, why is it that they are not reporting what is happening to their dear friends? But wherever you hear that a single Boko Haram has been killed. I was reading the news today on Google. The same Americans were saying the Nigerian government should stop imprisoning the Boko Haram. It should stop putting them into prison. And then what came to my mind was Guantanamo Bay. Why is it that they have them over there? And they haven't released those ones. But they're talking about releasing those who are killing their friends, killing our women, meeting them in churches, burning down churches. They are not reporting. What have we done to the West? What did the Biafrans do against them? They have never come to our rescue. We saw that after all these years, they supported them in the civil war, supplying them ammunition. We saw that by now, they would have come to a resolution. What did these people do to us? And now come to Mrs. Powers, is telling Goodluck Jonathan, that is what we call bias. It is a way of telling us, let's look after these people. Forget about Biafra. We will not accept that. We will not agree with it. It doesn't sit well with our consciences. It does not go well with the Biafrans. We will resist it. It's unfortunate. As I say, I don't know whose side Goodluck Jonathan is leaning on. We've been giving him advice. We've been talking to him here on this platform on Radio Biafra. For him to think about his life and the life of Biafrans, this is the only window of opportunity we will ever get. Director, you put it before. Nandaz Kiwe took us into this wickedness. The same as the Kiwe in the name of Goodluck Jonathan will be the one to pull us out of this particular situation where we are. Where we are dying, nobody is reporting. On top of it, our people are taking money. Forgetting those who died in the Zoo River. Forgetting those who are being killed on a daily basis. Forgetting our women, even up to today, our women are being bought, pregnant women, bought and bought with their babies. Was question put to Muhammad, the peace be upon his name. Why are you killing the women and their children? He says that they are children of the infidels. They are all the same. That's why we are being killed, Director. And it can never stop until Biafra is moved out of that particular zoo. I don't know whether I have to go out on the street and shout that Biafra has to come. But the one we are doing here is going worldwide. more than 5 million people are listening to us every evening. It's not that Radio Biafra is the religion of Biafra. It is also the religion of more than 5 million people worldwide listening, because it's very addictive. They don't miss it. They cannot afford to miss Radio Biafra every evening. Director, what we are preaching is going far, far, more than what we think. It's moving far away. But why should Americans, who already predicted that Nigeria is moving apart come 2015, but we want to hasten it up. We don't want to wait on 2015, because the more we wait, the more of our women dying, the more of our future generation being exterminated. A lot of people don't understand the game plan here of the Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram. They don't know their game plan. As they are killing us, burning our churches in their own lands, they are moving into our territory, carrying guns, machetes, and doing the same undiscovered. Director, we don't have to listen to anybody. But it's not the Americans being killed. Kill a single British citizen, just one, they come for revenge. Kidnap any of them, they send the SSS to go and bring them back home. Get one in prison, they'll tell you that one is innocent. Why are our people dying and nobody is talking about it? Director, it's about time we take that power. Look after our own selves. Nobody will look after you unless you look after your own self, because we've seen it all. We've seen what the West is. We've seen what the whole world are. We know what their own, they are always after their own interest. And that their interest is to our own detriment. Their interest is to our own disadvantage. And when you weigh it, you find out they are not for you. You can only find few of them. Like Karamonde, who knows that atrocity does not sit well with anybody. I have some few wise friends all over, even in Scotland. They are still supporting Radio Biafra and are prepared to die for Biafra. Why can't we get those in authority? Can't we get those sitting in American House, sitting in Whitehall, in British land? We do have people feel far and near supporting Radio Biafra. But each day that passes, our people are being killed. Our women are being raped, burned. Our babies are being divided with machete. Nobody is reporting it. The ones we report are the ones that came to our notice. The ones we do not know goes by each day, every day. Director, we've said enough and we said a lot. It's time to take action. What is the action? Transmitter needs to go home. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There was somebody calling. I think when that number rings, it could either be Dr. Justin Akujeze or alternatively Odeni Igbo. It's coming through to me on my private line. I suggest they try and call back again. This is Radio Biafra on a day we are bringing to the attention of humanity once again that the end game is in sight. The end game is in sight. You know, Yoruba people, they think we are daft. We are not daft. We have revealed the reason why they want to go after Jonathan and why they have chosen to go after Jonathan the way they did. We are going to announce it this very evening, live on air. They have opened up that front. Tonight, we tell you why they were defecting. Tonight, we tell you how these people intend to send us into political oblivion. Their front has opened. They have opened up the gambit and Jonathan is going to fall. It's very simple. Jonathan will fall because he doesn't listen. Tonight we're going to tell you how and why he's going to fall.
Hello.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. We are in London. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Mwiwu James Chiba calling from Malaysia, precisely Sadang.
Are you one of us in Malaysia? Are you one of us?
I am among the pioneers of Biafra in
I like that. Go ahead.
Director, I am very, very happy to speak to you and Barry. I've been following everything step by step. Even when we had our meeting last Sunday, I was among the people that addressed the people, and I'll be one of the mobilizers. I've been trying my best to do what I'm supposed to do, because it is my responsibility and obligation to do it. As long as Biafra is concerned, my father said that it is going to be a shameful thing to me that I lost. I did not continue the battle he lost. So right now, we have come together, and I appreciate the opportunity that you have designed for us to show that we can do it. So, Director, hello?
We are listening. The world is listening. I'm listening to you. Please go ahead. I'm here.
So, Director, as long as I'm confined, whatever it takes for us to achieve the effort, I must put it. Even if it can cost me my last blood, I will donate it. If it's going to cost me my life, I will do it. But what I want us to do is that we have to map out a strategy.
How do you know we don't have one already?
Yes, we have to map out strategies.
No, but I'm asking you, how do you know if we have one already or not? Because you don't expect people to be wasting 6 hours, speaking for 4 hours, preparing for 2 hours, dealing with queries for 2 hours, to be on seat for nearly 8 hours without a strategy. So we have a clearly mapped out strategy, but we cannot say it on the air. You don't expect us to come on radio and be announcing to the world what our strategy is.
All right, Director. I appreciate that we have strategy, but I want us to hasten action.
Of course.
Anything we can do to go into action. Delay is dangerous. This is the right time to attack, because Boko Haram is defeating Nigerian military. So if we fight them at the back, they will do nothing. We will defeat them. This is the right time. This is what I want to contribute.
Thank you very much, and you have spoken very well. You have contributed very well. You must continue the good work you people are doing in Malaysia. Malaysia is our pillar, and they must continue to grow from strength to strength. We have a lot of hope where they are. And they cannot fail us. They cannot let us down. After all, they're not home anyway. They cannot be bought on the cheap. Let's go to the coordinators line. We have somebody waiting. They have been waiting for a very long time. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the coordinators line, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. Can they? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Let's go to the line again. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Yes, good evening, Nnamdi Kanu.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is President Chibike from Enugu State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much for calling. And which country are you resident in?
Right now, I'm calling from Senegal.
From Senegal, please proceed. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you. I want to thank you with Imam Mezu and Carol Monde for the good work you people have been doing. I pass a very vital information here, and that information I think is going to help us, the people of Biafra. One of Igbo proverbs says that which means anyone that has a lot of enemies surrounding him, I sleep with one eye open, if I should explain it that way. Some of our people are very, very myopic. You know that this, our so-called Biafran, most of our people down there in the East, Lagos and everywhere in Nigeria, they still employ these Hausa men as security guards. They put them as gate men in their house. They keep them, they employ them as housekeepers. Man, sometimes when I think about these issues, it bothers me a lot. How can you employ someone that is against your life in your house, in your compound? And they use this also as their agent, monitoring agent. It's better we pass this information to down there in Nigeria. Let our people stop employing them as whatsoever they think they are doing for us. They have nothing to contribute to us. All these shoemakers you see, every one of them has, they have dagger. Some of them have gone with them. And once there is a problem, you see them. They begin to attack us right in our own houses. So it is very, very important that people of Biafran should be very, very careful. Sleep with one eye open. Think about it deeply. You do not employ your enemy in your house thinking that he's helping you. Some of them are the gatemen, some of them are drivers. And yet we claim that we want to go. Yes, we want to go, but the people that we have there in our land called Biafra, what are they doing to support us? I'm talking about security here. It's very, very important. Get to the devil, you go to a very big spoon, so that when the devil wants to grab your hand, you drop the spoon and move away. But this situation is something that if we begin to talk to our people down there in Nigeria and every part of Biafra land and anywhere they live, to stop employing these people as whatever security guard or whatever they are doing for us, so that if there is any, or if there is any problem, or if there is any, by the time we move to act or to do whatever that is our strategy, then we will be at least safe. We'll have a safe ground where to land. This is the main point that I want to drop here.
Your point is well made, and we accept it. It is well made. But the question I've been asked to ask you is, are you one of us in Senegal?
You ask me this question every time, and I told you that I am one of the pioneer members here. I don't base here in Senegal. I told you I base in United Arab Emirates.
Yes.
But I came here and still one of the pioneer members here. I organize with people here. Like on Friday, we are going to have a meeting on Friday.
Okay.
Yes.
That's very good. They asked me to ask you, so you'll be attending the meeting on Friday?
Of course, yes. Of course, yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. We have a caller on the phone. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chineke, ma'am. I'm calling from Germany.
You're calling from Germany. What part of Germany are you in?
I am in Germany, in Stuttgart.
In Stuttgart. I hope you are one of us in Stuttgart. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead.
Nandi, I thank you so much. Because of my tight schedule, most of the times I don't have time to, or when I try so badly and I couldn't get through, then I kind of get busy with my work. Thank you so much for your efforts. I may tell you that you are actually the Ojukwu of our time, or even the David of our time. Now, what is happening in Nigeria, like the Jonathan thing? Tell Jonathan, anybody should tell Jonathan that he should stop fighting to rule Nigeria come 2015. He should come and rule us Biafrans for 10 years. We give him that offer. So 10 years is far more, true, almost that's much more bigger than 4 years. He should stop wasting his energy running around people who hate him.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
The Africans are very nice people. Even now, they are killing us. We still have northerners in the former Eastern Trust State working and making their living. We didn't do them anything. So to the Americans who say the U.S. should go and develop the north to curtail Boko Haram, that is absurd for me to hear something like that. Somebody should watch that woman who made that comment. You are so right, Nandi. The money Abacha, Babangida, and the rest of them stole is much more than enough to put factories in the north and let these guys get employed. Someone like Danjuma boasted and he sold his oil well for $500 million, if I may recollect correctly. He should use money and build industry in their place.
We in Biafra are developing our place. The money is not from the government. The oil comes from the former East Intrastate. It was built, Lagos was built with the oil money. Abuja was built. Which city in the East, in Biafra land, have they built? That America will come and say they should, Jordan should go and develop the nuts. I'm getting skeptical about some comments that I hear from some prominent people in USA. Just take a look. They are in Kyiv. McCain went to Kyiv to support Klitschko or something like that. No top official of American government have ever come and said, oh, these are Biafrans talking. I support them. They should be free. Not one single soul. Rather, somebody is coming saying, Jordan should go and develop the north to curtail Boko Haram. Why didn't America go and develop the cities in Iraq then?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, we are fighting with the last drop of our blood. I am ready. The Biafran war killed two of my brothers who were in universities. Yeah, and I would develop my blood even if just to make an attempt. We are not giving up. We have to carry the message down home to our people in Biafran land that there is no going back. Whether the, I don't want to tread the line of saying probably because of racism or whatever, but we, whether they support us or not, in Igbo land, they say, if you hold a child's skin and raise your hands up, no problem. When your hand pains you, you bring it down and the child takes his or her thing.
Yes, there was something you said, my dear brother. Thank you very much. I still insist, I want to, what is your name and your surname and where you come from in Biafra land? Because you made a very important point. I think that's what we should be saying, to be honest. Why is, if they don't want Jonathan, he can come and become the president of Biafra. Very same, very, very clear. And we'll remember him more. We'll celebrate him more. We will remember him forever and ever. Who knows about Shehu Shagari today? If you meet somebody and I say, please, who is Shehu Shagari? Do they know? Do you know who is Abdul Salami Abubakar? But everybody knows who Ojukwu is. If you come and serve us, you will become unforgettable. Let's put it that way. And your name will be immortalized. You'll become an immortal. But within this, exactly. You are nobody. I want to get your name again, please, and where you come from in Biafra land.
My real name is Chineke, ma'am. I'm from Enugu State.
Chineke, ma'am. I have never heard of such a name before. What is your first name?
Ma'am Chineke, ma'am. My surname is Chineke. Ma'am is my Igbo name.
Nobody answers Chineke. You know what Chineke is?
Yes, my name is very unique.
Nobody answers. You can answer Chukwu, not Chineke. Nobody answers Chineke in Igbo land. I have never come across one before. Maybe this is the first time. Thank you anyway. Thank you very much. Nobody answers Chineke. It's Okike. Creation. You, nobody answers that name in Igbo land. No. I don't subscribe to that. I do not at all. Chukwu, yes, I understand. Which is Lord. But Chineke, which is Yahweh, Jehovah. No. Nobody answers that name. It is impossible. Nobody answers the name. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you once again. I need Barrister Mamezu with me, because we are going to break a news to our people. We want to tell the world the movement of the Hausa Yoruba people. We want to enlighten the world. We want to tell them what they are doing so that everybody knows before it happens. So when it kicks off, nobody will say they didn't hear about it first from Radio Biafra. This is something that most people don't know, Barrister, is that the zoo is at it again. What they have now done is, I will set out the scene, because we are reporting this very evening, as broken by Sahara reporters, that the House of Representatives have now filed a case with Jonathan, asking Jonathan to dismiss Stella Odua. Are you listening to me, Barrister? But it's a man, can you hear me?
Director, I'm here. I'm listening to what you're saying. Go ahead.
Let me take this call. This is Radio Biafra. They call on the phone your name and where you are before I proceed.
Yeah, my name is Ezekine Merihe from Italy.
From Italy, please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and good evening, good work, good day for your work and everything you people are performing, doing for We the Biafrans. This have never happened before. I want to use broken language because I cannot speak good English because of the lack.
No, you're speaking very well. Continue what you're doing. I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
So, what I'm saying is that concerning Kalomonde, what she mentioned, that she's sacrificing her Christmas this month for the Igbos. I will advise every Igbo man to be dissenting because myself will sacrifice this December, this Christmas, for my people also. And at the same time, I want to talk about what our brother is passing through. Asina Obanokokoburu, Nanti Chiria. Jonathan is our brother. Ike Kulamwado is our brother. Ihe Jirika is our brother. And I have said it before that these people, they are fighting by all means to make sure they destroy them. I said it before. And again, I will tell them that when Ojukwu came to Doba Hotel in 1988, I was there, and he advised us that particular day. And this is what is coming on. Some of all things he told us is what is coming on now. I want them to know that the problem that will rise on Nigeria will come from Katsina and the Mina and the Maiduguri. That is where the problem will rise up. Whether they like it or not, there should be a lot of peace. Because Babangida have more than 15 million boys that he trained during the time of Major Oka. And Oka have described how Nigeria would be, if at all that we have ear. Bible says he that have ear, let's listen to what the Spirit is saying today, what the Spirit is saying now. And again, if America wishes to be dying the way they thought, I think they're supposed to release that young guy who wants to bomb the U.S. in 2009. Instead of holding him to make investigation or other things. Because we have cried enough that the world will say, let us free these people. The Yoruba and Alpha, they doesn't want us. They call us whatever they like, and they said whatever they like and send us. Okay, they call us bad people. Let the bad people go. No. Let the bad people stay with you people. No. Which I know that we are not bad, because we have never cheated any one of our neighbor. And at the same time, but I didn't make money during the time of Gulf War. The money, the whole Nigeria can never even make such money. And he used this money to fight against us up to this hour. They should not forget somebody like Jeremiah Hussein, another dangerous, brutal human being, even though he's not talking, but he's another deadly human being. And at the same time, whatever they are gathering, saying, what we know is that we are going, but our people should be aware what is coming on. Because this thing we are shouting since, crying since, that they should be alert of what is coming on. If they refuse to strike or to do something, first of all, I will advise Jonathan to divide north, east, and west, so that he can be able to hold Nigeria. If not, what is coming is brutal. And if the world refuse to hear us and they turn us to slave the way they want, I wish for them and I will tell them that if they turn the heart of the Biafran people to be a terrorism, it will be another thing in this world. And all the neighbors, which is African neighbors, they should be aware of what is coming because fire is on the mountain. If they could be able to change the system.
My brother, please round up for us because we have other people waiting. Just round up for us. It's only 2 minutes, please. Round up for us. I accept what you're saying is very, very clear, but you need to round up so I can take other callers as well. Please, go ahead.
I want to round up with you, and what I'm saying is that we shouldn't review more, because the way we review to America, that they are threatening them yesterday, that is why they come up today. So there is so many things we have to make to be an adjustment, you know, to have it on our own, so that we can achieve our goal. And I like what you people are doing. And at the same time, let the people in the north remember to go home. Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
And God bless you, too. You have spoken very well. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. A lot of people are calling. A lot of people are calling. Let's take this call. Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on the coordinator's line, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
My name is Pajorge. Pajorge in Dubis. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Germany is taking over from Malaysia. I hope they do so indeed as well. Please go ahead.
We're on the move, Director. We're on the move.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from Dusseldorf.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Director, actually, what I want to heat is this issue of transformer. I want it possibly to be on the top of the agenda, because it's like what we are hearing, the your fiery speech need to get down to the country, to the Biafran land in Nigeria. I want, if it should be possible, that we stick to a timeline, a timetable, that this very transmitter should get down and get working to time. It could not be difficult again to bring down the transmitter to Nigeria. I don't know what your plans is for it.
Yes,
we should have this thing working.
My brother, I'm not cutting you short, but I just want to let you know that I'm coming to Germany. When I get to Germany, we shall preach this very well and very hard for our people to understand that everybody has a role to play. As we are discussing this evening, there is every likelihood that Stella Odua will be sacked by Jonathan. If Jonathan does not sack Stella Odua, they will say that what Obasanjo wrote in his letter is correct. This is the pincer movement by Yoruba Hausa people. The APC was talking to Obasanjo. Obasanjo had to fire that letter and make corruption an issue. And they are using Stella Odua as a bait to see if Jonathan will sack the sister. That's all. If Jonathan does not sack Stella Odua, they will move for impeachment and say that Jonathan is corrupt or is aiding and abetting corruption. If Jonathan sacks Stella Odua, he will be in our bad books. It's as simple as that. You don't sack your own. Nigeria, we kikotoria. You don't remove your own from office. This is what they have done, and the stage is now set for the end game. Jonathan is caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. Return Stella Odua, and they charge you with corruption, or sack her, and you lose face with your own people. That is the classic Yoruba move. That is the way they operate. They are blackmailers. That's where they move. And we are putting it on record. We are going to address the Nigerian House of Representatives. We are going to ask them. We are going to write to them officially, giving them all 13 Tinubu's accounts. We are going to ask them to investigate Fashola. Fashola's own vehicles are 3 times more expensive than that of Stella Odua. We are going to let Yoruba people know that the fact that you try to steal 15 billion naira from Nigeria and Stella stopped you does not mean she'll be removed from office. It's impossible. She will not be removed from office. Any day they remove Stella Odua from office, we will instruct people on the ground to commence action immediately. Let them try and see. It's a direct threat to Jonathan. We don't know who the woman is, but you cannot insult us that way. And we are calling on Ohaneze tonight. On Ohaneze tonight to stand up and rebuke the House of Reps. If Ohaneze fails to do it, they will lose their relevance. Never again will anybody from Biafra land be hounded out of office in the zoo. It is impossible. Fashola bought a car for nearly 650 million. Nobody's talking. The House of Reps are not talking. They want to use Stella Odua to get at Jonathan. That's all. And we would not allow it to happen. It will not happen. If they remove Stella from office, we will commence our own version. Nigeria will become ungovernable. From Biafra land itself. If they like, let them try it. Any day she steps out of office, things will start happening from that same day. Now they will know if we are talking or if we are serious. Now Nigeria will know if we mean business or not. That day they will understand that we may be in London, but we are also very much on the ground at home. Stella Oduwa is not going anywhere. We are going to write to remind the House of Reps. She is not going anywhere. Jonathan will ignore it. Fashola must be probed. Tinubu must be probed. Or else, they will then show them that Boko Haram are full of illiterates. We'll tell them that people fighting for Biafra are learned people who are prepared to die and sacrifice their lives for what they believe in. Barrister Memezuk, please, are you with me?
Barrister, yes, are you with me? You want me to comment?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Barrister, thank you. Let me bring you up to speed. You know the brother who called from Enugu, say his name is Chineke Mamu.
Yes, go ahead.
He's absolutely right.
Yes.
There are people answer Chineke.
Sorry?
There are people answer Jesus.
Sorry, who answers Chineke?
Are you there? There are people answer Chineke.
Who?
I've met back home. Back home in Owerri land.
Impossible.
I've seen people answer Chineke.
No wonder God God abandoned us. Nobody can answer Jehovah. Is the person insane? Can I answer God?
Director, people do. So if he tells you that's his name, that's his name. People do.
People do. We want callers to please call in. Somebody answering Chineke.
Sorry?
Ha. No.
People do answer Chineke, director.
That is blasphemy.
No. We leave it there. But let me subscribe to the same brother who says that Jonathan should be written and told to come and rule us in Biafra or be our leader in Biafra land. I will subscribe to that. We shall inform our international secretary, Emmanuel Okereke, whilst I am the secretary for Radio Biafra.
Emmanuel Okafor, please. Yes.
Emmanuel Okafor should note it down. Good of Jonathan should be written amongst what he would say is also to tell him about Stella Oduwa. We haven't met her. I don't even know where she came from. I thought that she's a Calabar because that name, Oduwa, is Calabar name. So wherever she came from, as far as she's a Biafran, no senator should recommend or prescribe to Jonathan who he should dismiss or who he should not. It's not within their perimeter or within their own jurisdiction to dictate to a sitting president who should leave and who should not leave, unless he's just in the office, he hasn't got the power. He should not listen to anybody telling him. He has done it in the past. We know one of our sisters who used to work for the immigration wrote something, was sacked. Nobody else within the African territory should be sacked ever again. Good Lord, Jonathan should take heed. Do not struggle to be the president of 2015, because it will not happen. Biafra is coming before then. All you will do, give the Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram the power. Get them, declare Biafra, ask them to go on their own. Get Abu Bakr, get Babangida, get Obasanjo to sit back where they were before. Just step down, go to Biafra land, and we take it from there. Another thing I need to recommend, director, is we have to start looking for blood bank so that our people start now saving blood for what is coming ahead. Because it's going to be bloody. I can foresee it. We have to establish a blood bank where our people should now gradually start donating blood. A clean blood, not a contaminated one. This is amongst the things we need to discuss about. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are making it very clear to anyone that cares to listen that Yoruba people who are corrupt, who are criminals with nothing to show for it, they don't contribute to Nigeria in any way, shape or form. To determine who stays in power and who doesn't is unacceptable to us. If people want to know how serious we are, they should stack Stella Oduwa. then they will know that as we promised them, Boko Haram will look like a tea party. Then people will know that we have plans. Then people will know that we have strategy. People will then know that we have men and women waiting for just one call only. And all hell will be let loose. We are promising them that. The same way Buhari promised and delivered that this is Radio Biafra. Anything we say, we do. We are not like the others. We are not so myself. No, God forbid. Anything we say we're going to do, we do it. If we say to you that Stella Odua, he leaves office and rain will start falling, that's what we're going to do. And then they will know how serious we are. We have a caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Mazi Obiokoli calling from Rochester, Kent.
You're calling from Kent. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Director, good evening. I've been patiently listening to all the conversation tonight, and I must say that tonight is one of the best topics around. Now, let me start by saying two things. While some Biafrans are still pondering and wondering on what Nigeria is going to become in 2015, I need to inform Biafrans that the Nigerian Stock Exchange Lagos, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, sacked 50 people from that company, and 30 out of them were Biafrans, Igbo people precisely. Now, 2 weeks after they were sacked, they employed another 20 people to replace them. Now, moving forward, my elders say that the perfection of lunacy is when the lunatic enters the market. Nigerian situation, we should ask ourselves that because time determines agenda. And the question we need to ask ourselves, what time are we in the current dispensation of things? Nigeria is a burning furnace. And it's either we decide to be firemen and put it out or push Nigeria into that fire. Good luck, Jonathan. It's going to be in the next 3 weeks, people are going to see things unfolding that they've never seen. But it's still, Maya Mezu said something about why doesn't the Western media report our issues and the things, all the atrocities that are happening against Biafrans in Nigeria. I will tell him one thing. One Jewish man told me once, he said that the reason why 6 million Jews were killed in Germany was because they took care of economics and commerce, but they forgot the power of the media. And what happened, when they were being killed, nobody reported their issue. And it took 6 million Jews for the Jewish nation to realize that the power of the media is something that you don't play with. The Yorubas own the media in Nigeria, so you do not expect them to report and show you about Igbos being beheaded. In Igbo land, we have mannequins in the powers of Igbo land. You have people who are scared when the North sneezes. People down the east like Rocha Sokorocha and the rest of them. You do not expect them to leave the national radio or the national television to broadcast our people being maimed and killed and massacred in the North. We need to equally, apart from Radio Biafra, have an online radio station where people, television station, where people can see this graphic image and realize that Satan has come to roost in Nigeria. We cannot continue to keep quiet while things like this are going on in our nation, behind in our own territory. Our people must understand that we have seriously the devil coming to sleep in our nation. But one thing I want to say tonight, I would speak to all the kidnappers in Biafra land. You are making the job very difficult for our people. Our people are being killed in the north, and in the south they are being sacked. Anybody who is being chased will only go to one place, and that place is home. I talked to the kidnappers in Igbo land and in Biafran land today that you should cease to kidnap our people, because that is the only place they have to come back to. You are making our job of sanitizing our people and asking our people to come back to develop our land very difficult for us. If you are a kidnapper in Biafran land, may the Lord forgive you for what you have done, but you should stop committing that atrocity arrow that is happening in Igbo land or Biafran land today. Now, Director, as we move into this phase of the total demise of Nigeria, our brother, the Army General, is talking that Nigeria will be won. I don't think he's seeing the big picture of what the Northerners are saying. One eloquent contributor this night did refer you back to the speech made in 1960 about the plan and how they plan to manage Nigeria. The Yorubas have always been the perpetrators, and then they leave the North to commit the havoc. Why we the Igbos become the guinea pig? Why we the Biafrans become the guinea pig? Good luck, Jonathan must step up this game. It's either he decides that Nigeria, if Nigeria wants to go to hell, let it go to hell. If he wants to stay in Nigeria, and he should get up and begin to step on toes. And if you don't do that, look at when Abacha got up, picked up King Sarowiwa, murdered him. Nobody said anything. Obasanjo went to Ogi, massacred the entire village. Nobody said anything, not even the United Nations. Why would, when I listen to what the U.S. said today, I laugh at their scorn and the myopic stupidity of that woman. I would call it stupidity because America cannot tell us to do the same thing they are not doing. What are they doing in Afghanistan? Are they building up industries there? What are they doing in Iran? And in Iraq, are they doing the same thing? Are they building up industries? Their enemies are in Guantanamo Bay for how many years without trial? How dare them speak to us? We do not have the blood of innocent people in our hands. We have not been the perpetrators of wickedness against humanity. We have not killed anybody in our territory. Go back to history. The Biafran people have always been very sensitized and responsible civilized citizens. We have Hausas in our territory. While they kill us, we do not do anything to them. It is not because we lack the will to do that, but it's just because we are human beings. We love the human race, but we can only be pushed to a limit, and that limit is now. Between now and 2015, every Igbo man, every Biafran that is joining APC, it becomes a saboteur and must be dealt with like Ife Adjuna. We cannot continue to talk about people killing our people while we are having our own brothers within our territory becoming the disciples of and the synagogues of Satan in our territory. This nonsense has to stop. And it will start when people begin to take responsibility, or when we begin to make people responsible for their actions against the suffering and injustice against the Biafran people. I rest my case, my director.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very eloquently as always. That was Obi Okoli, one of our leaders here in the UK, one of the Igbo leaders we have. One of the few ones that still have Igbo blood in him. Let's put it that way. Or Biafran blood in him. How can anybody... You see, I saw some children on Facebook. Kids. Eating and dining with people that came out and said they're in APC. I said it before, and I'll continue to say it. Ideological and philosophical inconsistency. How can you say you are a Biafran and you're an APC? Don't you have sense and brain in your head? How can you say you are a Biafran and you are in the party that supports the killing of your mothers, your fathers, your sisters, your brothers and your uncles? Your children. Go to Agwata and see people being buried, an entire family. Awap, Amam on this UG. Well, Mkubwa Sname Kuola. I'm the kind who said this or said that. I don't know the school that some people went to. I don't know. I leave them with one thing. What Mary Wollstonecraft said. She was a suffragette in this country campaigning for the rights of women to vote. She said, reason is what makes you human. Otherwise, you are nothing more than an animal. Reason. Our people do not, I hasten to add, reason properly. You must look at the implications of your actions. Imagine Radio Biafra tomorrow morning singing the praises of one Nigeria. What would that do to the morale of our people? What would that say about us? This is something that we must make very clear to our people. That we must continue on this path of righteousness. We must be so resilient. We must be unrelenting. Anywhere we see injustice, we go against it. Oh, Hanes and Igbo, people that rang Gary yesterday, Enwo, Igariwe, the Ohanaeze President General, she will ring him tonight and say, this is what I said. If by the next 14 days, Ohanaeze has not stood up to condemn what the House of Representatives did, we will go against them. Ohanaeze is there to protect us. To protect us all. He's not there to cater for the interest of a few people who go to Abuja to collect money. No. Ohanaeze was not set up to do that job. We expect Ohanaeze to stand up and defend Stella Oduor publicly, not in private. Publicly. She's not going anywhere. She goes and Nigeria burns. Simple and very short. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Oh, sorry, on the phone, please. Not Skype, on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Okora for George. Once again from Paris, France.
From Paris in France. Please go ahead.
Please, can you hear me, Director?
Live and direct, and so is the whole world. Please go ahead.
Okay, I just want to comment once again, because yesterday I tried to call the line, did not permit me to say.
Go ahead, many people call us, please. Many people call Radio Biafra, go ahead.
Yeah, Director, on a particular issue, which Ohanaeze Ndigbo went to Abuja, to Good Luck Jonathan to connect, to collect a sum of 40,000
40 million.
40 million naira, whatever they call it. Not going there to mention how a Nigerian so-called zone, Boko Haram, was doing to our people. They just went there to mention the Niger Bridge, mention the agriculture of a thing, and the rest of them. I don't actually know. We are here in Europe or all over the world fighting for Biafran. But those people that call themselves the Ohanaeze Ndigbo may happen to be one of our fathers. You know, everything that you can mention their names on air. So if it happens to be my father, I may find a solution or one way or the other to put it to stop. So I'm trying to say in a way that it shouldn't happen. Ohanaeze Ndigbo was supposed to be a representative, an ambassador. Ohanaeze Ndigbo shouldn't be a once who can go there and fight for their pocket, who can go there and claim for money, who can go there and betray their people, who can go there and mess up our people. So what are they organizing?
What are they organizing?
Hello, Director.
What are they organizing?
Hello, Director.
Please go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. You made me laugh. Go ahead.
So I don't know. I don't know what is happening. I don't know. I was even shedding tears where our sister was calling from home. Even I cried. He said, if we cannot fight, if we cannot hurry up before we can come back and see them. In fact, I'm just praying to say the thunder should start us all to die. The God of what do you call our God?
Chukwuabiama
should start us to die. To death. Brother. You understand. You understand the game. I just want to go in to a particular point where this our barrister mentioned of Asahi from state governor, who is being a vibrant body to entire Biafran. Yeah.
Please make it very brief because we are rounding up very soon. Please give me only 2 minutes. 2 minutes, please. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Okay, Director. I wouldn't like to waste our time because time is money, and we don't have any to waste. So now, how are we going to know these people by name? These people called Ohanaeze Ndigbo. Please, can you mention their name on air so that we can be able to identify them one by one? So that if you have a grassroots work to do, so we should continue to do and do it fast. Because these people can go ahead and sign this contract that this amalgamation of Nigeria, they may go ahead, provide as long as they go through
that land to go and claim 40 million naira. They still have that chance to go and sign the contract on our behalf. So how are we going to know their name, and what are we going to do about this, about it, Director Kemi?
Yes, what we're going to do is that we're going to inform them. We actually like the present Ohanaeze executive. They are very progressive. They want to, they welcome ideas from people as to move the whole Igbo agenda forward. A lot of things has happened, and we welcome them, what they are doing. But they need to do more. They need to do more. We want them to talk about the death of our people, the multiple killings in the north, the deportations from Lagos and other. We want them to be more vocal. Nothing will happen to them. I said nothing will happen to them. They need to go and defend our people. That is their job. Ohanaeze is there to defend us, and they must do so. And then we'll give them all the support in the world.
But they shouldn't have to take any bribe.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Not in the least. We will not allow that to happen. The same way that we will not allow anybody to let us go scot-free if we compromise the integrity of this very radio station belonging to Biafran people. I am only here to serve our people. Radio Biafra is an institution that must continue to serve our people over and beyond our independence from the zoo. We must make it very clear. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ono Wabwez calling from Barcelona.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to remind all the indigenous people of Biafra.
Ono Wabwez, you are calling me on coordinator's line with Emeka Nteje. Is that your name?
Yeah, it's the name I'm using in the Skype. Sorry. You know, because the other side, I can't open with my name. So this is the name I'm using on Skype.
Okay, and your real name is Ono Wabwez, not an alias, not a fake name. We don't do fake names here.
No, because, you know, my Sky name, if I use my real name, it's not coming out.
Okay, go ahead.
People are there. So I just want to remind all the indigenous people of Biafra around Barcelona here that on Saturday, we are having our meeting. So I'm just pleading on to all of them that on Saturday, all of them should try to reach us so that we can have our meeting here, because we have already made up the date, 5 o'clock in the evening. And if any newcomer want to reach us, you know, it's the same venue at the Hospitalet, Santa Eulalia. If there is any newcomer, he can contact us with this number, 633-425-733. I repeat, 633-425-733.
Thank you very much.
Give you the right direction.
Thank you very, very much. Let's go to the line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my director, this is Lotetuku Okore, the coordinator of Norway.
Of Norway, yes. Norway. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Okay, I would like to start with greetings to the editorial board of Radio Biafra for the great job that we all are doing. And most importantly, to you, director, and Iketuku Enyago for the directions that we have been having so far. I want to say that indeed that the God, Tuku Abiyama, is with us for the great success that we are recording so far. I returned from Oslo. I went to Oslo and I spent 3 days there. I returned just a few days ago, where I went on a massive campaign so to carry our dear people living in Oslo along towards restoring our dear country, Biafra. It is our battle, and no one can fight it for us. And also, I want to use this time to say thank you to one Mr. Afam and Ndu Okwoma for having a heart of a true Biafran. They accommodated me with a warm heart, and we finally come up with a meeting date in Oslo coming up this Saturday, being 21st of this month. And again, I would like to use this opportunity to speak to the people listening to me right now from Norway. I know that so many people, so many Biafrans are listening right now from Norway because of the height of the campaign that we have carried out here in Norway. I want to speak to them to kindly attend this remarkable meeting. It is very important that you do, so that we can continue making plans on how to restore our beloved country, Biafra. That we may have a loving home like other nations and stop being humiliated, jailed, and being pursued around anywhere we are in the world for the sake of being a Nigerian. I just want to use this opportunity to speak up this, for the battle to restore Biafra has gotten to an interesting line. And all things also, I want to say that the Biafrans are, Biafra is only hope that we have. We don't have any other hope than to restore Biafra where we can all have rest and peace of mind. As you are listening to me right now, I want to also call my number on air that you can take it and contact us for direction. My number is 46721703. The people that are listening from Norway, I am giving this number out again for you, 46721703. Call us for direction, that we may tell you how to come to the venue of the meeting come this Saturday, 21st. I say may God bless every Biafran in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. And let us also go to the coordinator's line. We have somebody there. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. This is Ogunigen Nameka from Marseille, coordinator from Marseille.
From Marseille, is in France. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very, very angry. I'm very, very angry at what is happening. I'm not happy tonight because my anger goes against the United Nations, against the G8, the G20, and all the Gs they have in this world. I am not happy at all at the development, at their silence. The United States of America, France, Germany, even China, who have benefited from massively from their bilateral relationship with Nigeria. They can't tell me that they don't know the source of these profits they have been making for years in their bilateral relationship or economic relationship they've enjoyed with Nigeria. That it is their duty to protect the source of these profits no matter what. I am very, very disappointed with these agencies, with these countries that are still waiting for more blood to be shed. I don't know if they have marked out in their books the number of people that should be killed before they should react. I want the United Nations, I want the United States of America, I want France, I want every country that has the humanitarian mind to position, to begin to get ready for defense, to defend the Republic of Biafra, to defend the people of Biafra, because it's going to be bloodshed, it's going to be another attack against the people of Biafra come the expiration of this zoo. Let me come to the President, Jonathan. Jonathan, he is waiting for, but let us not count on him because we don't know his plans. What I want us to do is let every village, let every community, let every town in Biafra land, let the young men, the young women begin to gather together, let them begin to organize themselves as defense as a defensive corps. Let them begin to create an association. Let them monitor the environment and let them begin to follow up every individual or every stranger that is not Biafra, who is dwelling in Biafra. Let them take this as their own work, as their own challenge to monitor the environment so that we would not be taken unawares. I am not happy, Director, because here I am boiling. I cannot contain the insolence. Is enough for them, and I think it is high time we give them bomber to bomber. I think it is high time we face them on equal grounds. I think it is high time we cannot continue to tolerate diplomacy. We cannot tolerate any further diplomacy with these people. It has to stop, and we have to take our ground. Thank you very much. God bless you for the jobs you are doing. I bless you all.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We had somebody on Viber. Are you still there? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, I don't think they are there. I do not think that they should be. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, I don't think they can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are proceeding to bring this program to an end. We have so many things to do, of which traveling is one of them. I will go to Barrister Mamezu very shortly to please give us... people are calling. My goodness, me. We must take these calls anyway. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are?
Yes, Director, good evening from Moscow, Russia.
Good evening, my dear brother, please. Yes, go ahead, please. Make it very brief. Yes. We're about to close. Go ahead.
Right, Director, I make it very brief. Yes, Director, I want to say something about Ohanaeze, of what they are doing. Director, yes, we should do everything possible to stop Ohanaeze, so that, because these people, let them not go and sign this national conference that is about to come, because I read that this national conference that is going to start off by the next year, I think early next year. Please, Director, we don't like all this old cargo, old fish that are parading themselves on red cars. Let them go and sign this thing again on our behalf. Please, Director, we can do anything possible to stop these people. Let them go and sign this very continuation of Nigeria again on our behalf. Because what we are doing here, they don't know. Please, Director, we should do everything possible to see that, to make sure that they should not go there again to represent us by signing or by saying anything that will make us to join with Nigeria again. Please, Director, thank you very much. That's what I want to say.
Thank you very much. They can't do it. If they do it, they will be hung, drawn, and quartered. It's impossible. Anybody contemplating extending the shelf life of the zoo is the enemy of our people. We don't want that to happen. We are now telling Ohanaeze, please, we don't want it to happen. If you are going to any meeting to discuss how Nigeria can be extended, you on your own, we cannot have it. We are for Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. This is Radio Biafra. We are proceeding to bring this program to an end. We try to get hold of our people on Viber, those that call, but we couldn't get back at them again. I will start with the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu, please, could you commence our descent? We only have 4 more minutes, please. You have to be as quick as possible.
Thank you, Director. Since you have decided a closure today, we have given it our best shot. And of course, some people are still trying to get through. But tomorrow is another day to get through. We thank you, wherever you are, all Biafrans. I like the way you are responding. I like the passions all of you are putting inside this radio station that belongs to all of you, that belongs to all Biafrans. We are proud of Biafrans, wherever you are. May God bless all Biafrans. In Biafra, we stand. We don't have to listen to what America says. They are not well informed.
despite the fact that they predicted that the zoo is coming to an end. That woman, her name Mrs. Powers, got it wrong. And she should go and readdress and re-examine her head before she make such utterances next time. We are happy with our progress, and so it shall be. We have to hasten up to take the transmitter home. Come what may, the transmitter must go home. Thank you, everybody, and good night.
Thank you, Barrister Mamesu. Thank you very, very much. You are indeed part of the fabric of this very family. Thank you very much for that. We also have Carol Monday, who will now give us her closing remarks. Please, Carol.
Yes, there was one thing you said about the children eating with APC. I think what everybody's got to remember is that children look up to their leaders. They look up to the role models in their eyes. And Roaches, Ralph, all these people, they've gone over to APC. Why would they not go to APC and eat food? Everybody down there is hungry. There's so much madness down there. So much poverty.
So why will those kids go over to them? I repudiated communism at the age of 15.
Because they see what their leaders are doing. Why not? They see these leaders, they see these people, all these people in
and
power.
And they're using the name of Biafra to do such nonsense. The name of Biafra to be attempting such rubbish is beyond me.
This is not being supported by Radio Biafra. What I'm saying is that set down there by these callous people is what's leading all the children astray. There is no future for any child in Biafra if we do not get Biafra out of there. People keep saying, oh, think of the children. If you don't think of the, if you don't do something now to help the children, those children have got no future because they're already going over to, they're already dining with APC at a young age. They're already converting. You have to get into primary school. You have to convert now. Primary, not even just secondary. It's eating its way through the country. We need to cleanse it back so far, go back to the roots so that children can understand their roots, understand the heritage, understand what it means for your culture, what it means to be an Igbo, an Efik, a BBO, what it means in their history. They don't understand their history. They're not being taught that. They're being rinsed out, brainwashed by all this corruption. Why not have fine clothes? Why drink champagne? These people are. That's not the way it works. Reality is you do hard work, and if you work hard, then you have a pleasure. Not this steal it and let's all live on somebody else's back. It's ridiculous. So that's the way it has to change. And I would, on that note, I'm going to say goodnight. And I want to say thank you, especially to Chuck, because he's been doing the write-up every evening. He's doing a wondrous job for us to keep. For those who can't follow it, who don't get the broadcast, they're following up through Facebook, because currently there's no transmitter down there, and with no electricity, the people on the ground have not heard us, and that's what's key, and that's what we're working on. Thanks to everybody that's working on that, and keep working towards that, because those in diaspora have got to help them down there from the outside in, because they need help, and that's what we're doing. On that note, goodbye.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We understand people are still calling us on all our lines. We regret to say that we're bringing this program to an end this very day. And by the special grace of God, Chukwu Abiyama himself and nobody else, our transmission tomorrow will be coming from Germany, from Munich in Germany tomorrow. Radio Biafra will be live and direct in Germany tomorrow, Chukwu Abiyama willing. We must do one thing and one thing alone. We must be focused on Biafra. What can we do to advance the cause of the liberation of our people? That is what is paramount. We are not going to join APC. We will not dine with the devils, the people who have been already corrupted. We cannot, I repeat, we cannot deal with people who are in APC. Never. Never. No corrupt Igbo politician. Never, ever, ever. If need be, as Ojukwu said, we will raise men who are worthy, women who are worthy from the stones, if need be. If you're back home, you have to be very, very careful. There's too much corruption. Even the little children who are into Biafra, claiming they are Biafran youths, this and that, they have joined those who are sympathetic to APC. That is the problem we are having. people mentioning Biafra in one breath and allowing APC members. And I can't for the life of me understand why we cannot be consistent. What is wrong with being consistent? Nothing. It only gets you to where you want to get to without compromise. Compromise derails you. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you once again for having listened today. And I must mention somebody today. Two people, actually. Okay. Is it okay? Okoye. Yes, okay. Okoye and Stephen Roberts. These are the two people that added their friends today on Facebook. We are over 150,000. By this time of the year, I was hoping we'd be closer to the 250 mark on our way, at least a quarter of a million, on our way to the 1 million that we promised. Why are you not adding your friends? Is it laziness? Is it fatigue? Is it fear? Is it apathy? You must do something for your country. Don't allow the same spirit that entered into us to abandon a war after 3 years when Sudan fought for 30 years. Where is Sudan today? Sudan is free. And we are still talking about Biafra. Why? Because we abandoned the battlefield only after 3 years only. Only 3 years. Sudan fought for 30 years. If you cannot add your friends to Radio Biafra London Facebook group, ask yourself, of what use are you then? Of what use are you to us? That means you're just a passenger. We are carrying you. You're not doing anything for your country. You want others to go and get your country so you come and enjoy? It doesn't work that way. Please add your friends. Today we acknowledge Okoye and also Stephen Robert for having added their friends. But not all of them. Some started and went back. I said, oh, no. Add all your friends. All of them. All of your friends. Not when you have 500 friends, you only add 50. No. All of them, we said. Yoruba have the media. That is why they are trying to force Stella Odua out of office. We don't have that mind. This, what you have, you make use of it. Bring your friends so when we spread our news, they will hear it as well. That is the essence of it. It's not for fancy. Go and add your friends. If you don't know how to, don't be shy. Write and say, help me add my friends. Or how? Show me. We'll show you how to do it. We are here to help. This is Radio Biafra. We must thank you once again for having listened to us today, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Tomorrow is another day. We'll be in Munich. If there is need for us to advertise any number, we shall do so. We hope that our studio lines should be able to work in Germany as well, given the whole telecommunications or raft of agreements across the EU. We thank you once again. Keep spreading the message. Keep telling those around you. Tell Jonathan if you know him. Tell your Yoruba friends and Hausa friends that Stella Odua is not going anywhere. We don't know who she is, but Yorubas cannot decide when they wish who to remove. Never, it won't happen again. Good night, wherever you are. But before we leave you, we reiterate our mantra and our creed that Biafra is our religion. I am not a Christian. I make it very clear. I am a Biafran. That is my religion. On this radio station, every evening is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiam Chukwu Okike is our God. And to him all honor and glory must belong to. We ask him to sustain, keep, preserve each and every one of you and your families. On a night we announce to the world, with or without his permission, that we have an addition to the Mefo family. Uche's wife gave birth to a son today, and we offer Chukwu Abiama praise for that. We ask God to bless that family and this very new child, this new boy. And more importantly, God, Chukwu Abiama, you will bless Biafra.
In the struggle for our freedom, all hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always,
word.